Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Tri-City Storm are back in action once again tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show as the Tri-City Storm go up against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Once again, Viero Wireless presenting you the pregame show here tonight on the Breeze. A lot of action coming up here. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. As we look inside this matchup, let's look back to last night's game where the Storm dropped 6-2 to the Des Moines Buccaneers one night ago. The Bucs had the deficit early. The Storm took a 1-0 lead in the first period, and then things changed around in the second. The Storm got a goal in the first period from Austin Pogansky, and then in the second period, Des Moines took control, scoring 3 goals in that second period. And then they had the control of the game and held on to it. Pogansky on the power play in the first period, but then Willem Nong Lambert scored twice in the second period. Ryan Gault added a goal in the second. In the third, Des Moines got 2 before the Storm could get back on the board, and that was Austin Pogansky who got his second of the night. Marcel Godbout finished the scoring with a power play goal with 2 minutes remaining, and the final score, 6-2. The Storm took 12 penalties that allowed Des Moines to have 12 power plays. The Buccaneers went 2-for-12 with a man advantage. Tri-City went 2-for-7. Both of their goals were on the power play. Power play has been something the Storm struggled in early this season, but it was good to see that the power play was working well last night. Problem was, they were in the penalty box too many minutes. Des Moines with the 12 power plays, over 20 minutes of power play time. That's never what you want to see if you're the Storm. And the penalty killers, no doubt they got tired. Those guys are playing a lot of minutes. Tough to get back into a game late in the game when you're in the box. And that's kind of how last night went. 32-30, the shots on goal in favor of the Buccaneers. Here tonight, the Storm will take on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, and the Rough Riders have been one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference early on in the USHL. They lead the USHL in offense, averaging over 5 goals per game. That is a big key for the Storm. They're going to have to shut down a high-powered offense. Cedar Rapids scored 7 goals just a few nights ago in Fargo on Thursday night, and a huge win for Cedar Rapids. It was a 7-1 blowout of Fargo on Thursday night. The Rough Riders got here a day early, took in the game last night here at the Viero Event Center, and they're ready to go here tonight against the Tri-City Storm. We got much more coming up on the Viero Wireless pregame show here in just a few moments as we get you our CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner with Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Here in just a few moments on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and 0 calories. 2 amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says go storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm will be taking on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders here in just a few minutes. Jared Schaffrin with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Fans, we want to remind you about a segment we're doing here during the intermissions, the Best Western Plus email inbox. Send your questions to us via email, bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com with any questions you have about this Storm team or anything Storm-related. We'll answer them in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up in the middle of this game. Once again, bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541. And we got a chance to speak to Josh Howji. Didn't get to speak to him last night after the loss to Des Moines. Josh ejected from that game for an abusive officials penalty, but he's back in the back behind the bench here tonight, and he spoke to us before this one in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. Jared Schaffrin here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji. Tonight before the Storm take on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, the first meeting of these two teams this season. It's the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Coach, last night obviously a tough one with the Des Moines team. Your team seemed like they came out the way you projected, the way you wanted them to come out in the first period, had a 1-0 lead after one, but things changed in the second and third. What was the difference between the beginning and the end of the game?
Well, I think that We got away from, executing our systems. And as soon as, something bad happens, we've kind of had some lapses where we get a little bit of one-on-one play where we try to do too much, trying to beat guys one-on-one and just not using each other. And I think you saw that early in the second. They came out and got one 30 seconds in. And then, a bad bounce one where it goes off the referee right into the slot where our goaltender has no chance. And we just didn't handle the adversity very well.
Last couple games, seems like Austin Poganski's found his scoring touch. He seems like he's a guy who has a nose for the net, and we've talked about it before, but maybe just touch on what he's done so well here the last couple games and been scoring three goals here.
Well, he does get to the net, and that's the big thing. Like, we're trying to preach to the guys right now is we have to get to the dirty areas. We have to get to the front of the net if we want to score, and he's doing that better than anyone right now, and he's getting rewarded for it. So hopefully, the whole team can see that and it can rub off on everyone a little bit, because if you get to the front of the net, you're going to get rewarded.
Something we really didn't have to talk about much last year, penalties. You guys were towards the bottom of the league in penalty minutes per game. This year, you guys are number one in the league in penalty minutes per game. Last night allowed Des Moines 12 power plays, able to kill off most of those, and it seemed like the penalty killing unit's done a good job, but what's been the difference with taking penalties here?
I think we're playing a little bit more physical, which is a part of it, but at the same point also we're undisciplined in certain areas. I think last night was, I think the ref just, he decided to, that he was going to control the game there in the third period, and he was calling everything himself. So that was a little frustrating, but overall there's, we got to look in the mirror first, and then we're taking some undisciplined penalties, and that's an issue for us right now.
Cedar Rapids, the first time you're going to see them this season. You got two meetings with them this year. They seem like they're a very offensively gifted team right now, leading the league in offense. They've only played a couple games. You guys have played a couple more. But what do you think that they do well, and what are their strengths on offense?
They transition extremely well. Like, they'll get four into the play. We actually, as a staff, have looked at a little bit of their video and just how to implement, some offensive structure, because they do it better than anyone in the league. They get up and go. They activate their defensemen. They attack with four the way we want to. So it's going to be a good test for us and see how we get back. We're going to have to reload and get above them if we want to create turnovers, because they do transition extremely well.
So it seems like you guys might be taking some notes on the bench there tonight.
maybe not on the bench, but after the game, definitely we'll look at what they do, because, again, I think, tip our cap to them. Like, they're extremely talented up front, and they use their talent better than most.
Robbie Payne back in the lineup tonight after missing a few games for you guys. What does he bring to the lineup, having him back in there tonight?
Well, he's a veteran. He's been through it, and I think he adds a little scoring punch for us. So we're going to put the line back together with him, with Garrett Gomez and Joel Esperance. They had a lot of success in the preseason. The last game against Omaha, they were very good together. So we're hoping to spark that excitement again and get those guys going.
A lot of the talk early in the season about your team has been about your goaltender, Jacob Johansson. Not his best game here last night. What did you talk to him about maybe after the game, and how much does it show your confidence that you're going right back to him here tonight?
Well, I mean, you look at it, I guess the first one's a deflection. The second one is, off the referee. The third one, that was a rebound where we just didn't tie up a guy. The fourth one, I mean, he's not even in the net, really. Like, he's changing because the ref has his hands up for a penalty on. And so it was a big mass confusion there. And then, those last two, I mean, like, the game is, it's a completely different game. So I don't think you can put anything on Jacob. He's tremendously talented. And you know what? He was a little down on his game. And what we know about him, when he has what he feels is a bad game, he bounces back and he'll be ready to go here tonight.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. Thanks for joining us in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Viero Wireless pregame show. Jared Shaffron with you here, getting ready for Tri-City Storm and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders at the Viero Event Center. Duck Dynasty Night here tonight in Kearney. Mountain Man on hand, taking photos with the fans, and very interactive. I got to meet Mountain Man before the game tonight, and he was a great individual. Took a picture with me, and very nice guy. Great to have him here. Welcome him to Kearney. Let's look at tonight's Burger King lineups. We get the starting lineups here tonight. The home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup first for the visiting Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Rough Riders come in 3-1. They had one game postponed. And in the third period, they had a 2-0 lead on Dubuque in that one. And due to an injury to the Dubuque defenseman, Dylan Shanter,
They postponed the game. Shanter sustained a very gruesome injury during a fight with a Rough Rider player, and they shut down that game. They will restart that game November 12th. But the Rough Riders have four completed games, and they're 3-1 in those games. Let's look at their lineup here. On the left wing, they will start number 17, Dylan Garreau. And Garreau has been a very good product here for the Rough Riders, his second year out of Richmond, Ontario, committed to Clarkson for 2014. Andrew Ogilvie gets the start at the center position, number 22, committed to Notre Dame. Ogilvie just got honored this week as he will be representing the United States in the World Junior A Challenge. Three players representing the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders of Storm have won, and that is Austin Poganski. Ogilvie, a Fullerton, California native, once again committed to Notre Dame. On the right wing, number 15, Corey Petrash, committed to Bemidji State. Hometown is East St. Paul, Manitoba. And Corey Petrash wears number 15 on the right wing, gets the start here tonight. On defense, Nate Widman. And Widman, the Naperville, Illinois native, gets the start on the left defense. On the right defense, it'll be Clark Custer, St. Cloud State commit. Custer is a product of St. Louis. The goaltender for the Rough Riders tonight, number 33, Chris Birdsall. Birdsall, his second year in the league, played 23 games in net last year for Cedar Rapids, hometown of Glen Rock, New Jersey. Birdsall is committed to the Boston College Eagles for the fall of 2015. So that is your lineup for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders are coached by Mark Carlson, assistants Phil Oser, Tom Upton, and Doug Lieberton. Now let's look to the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm coming in tonight with a record of 2-2-2. At home, they are 1-2-2. This is their sixth game at home in their first seven games. And the Storm, we're looking at this for a chance to get a positive start to their schedule, positive start to the season. But unfortunately, the last couple games, they've stumbled. And last night, a loss to Des Moines, 6-2. It's a big one here tonight. Storm don't want to come up empty on the weekend, and so they'll see what they can do here against this Cedar Rapids team. Seventh game of the season for Tri-City, and they will start their third line in the line chart tonight. That'll be Dan Lebosky on the left wing, Ryan McMurphy in the center, and Austin Poganski on the right wing. Lebosky wears number 24, the Edina, Minnesota native, committed to Colorado College, has three assists thus far this season. McMurphy at the center wears number 9, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma native. Two goals on the year for McMurphy thus far. And Austin Poganski on the right wing. He's been the most productive player the last couple games for the Storm. All three of his goals to lead the team in the last two games. And he's played five games this season. Poganski wears number 11. He's committed to the University of North Dakota. On defense for the Storm, Cutler Martin on the left defense. East Lansing, Michigan native, committed to the University of Michigan. Martin with two assists on the season, wears number 4. Number 8, Jalen Schultz on the right defense. Schultz, Cambridge, Minnesota native. Played last year for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. Pointless in six games, playing with Cutler Martin here on the defense this season. And in net, number 30, Jacob Johansson, Stockholm, Sweden native. This season through five games, a goals against average of 1.90 and a 95% save percentage. Johansson, the man in between the pipes for Tri-City. The coaching staff for the Storm, Josh Howgie, the head coach, J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, Eric Blaze, the assistants for the Tri-City Storm. Those are your starting lineups presented by Burger King. Now let's look to the New West Sports Medicine Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-time rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And here as we get close to the puck drop for this one, Storm want to get their pucks to the net. Got to get everything to the net. Poganski has shown the last couple games, when you can get to the net, good things happen. And he had two goals last night. Got to get some bodies in front, create some traffic in front of the net as well. Storm also want to limit their turnovers. Last night, turnovers were a problem again against Des Moines. This Cedar Rapids team will transition faster than almost any other team in the USHL. The Storm need to limit their turnovers or else they could be seeing some high-flying Cedar Rapids action going the other way. Storm, the final thing right now, got to win the special teams battle. Last night with the Storm in Des Moines, each team scoring two power play goals. Here tonight, it's important the Storm win that special teams battle, stay out of the box, and get some chances to put away this Cedar Rapids team that has been very good early on in this season. The Rough Riders, once again, 3-1.
defeating Fargo on Thursday night 7-1. They got into town early, got here into Kearney, and they will face the Storm here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Just a couple more minutes until puck drop here tonight at the Viero Event Center. We'll pause for the national anthem and come back with puck drop in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in just a few moments here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in town to face the Tri-City Storm here at the Viero Event Center, having our ceremonial puck drop right now with A&E's Duck Dynasty Mountain Man, who's in the event center tonight, and he is pumping up the crowd. Fans loving Mountain Man here, and the Storm ready to go here against the Cedar Rapids team that comes in with the top-ranked offense in the USHL. 5.25 goals per game for Cedar Rapids. The Storm come in ranked 14th in offense, 1.5 goals per game. Tri-City wearing their white uniforms with white helmets, purple pants, purple lettering and numbering on the back. They will go from right to left on your radio dial here tonight. Cedar Rapids in their black uniforms, kind of a weird zebra stripe down the shoulders for Cedar Rapids. White lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets for the Rough Riders. Cedar Rapids able to win the faceoff here to bring it into the Storm end. Corey Petrasch takes a hit from Cutler Martin and lost his stick. Now here comes McMurphy flying up the ice, lost an edge. Pogansky able to dump it in. Lebowski also lost an edge as he came into the zone. Not sure if the ice is all dried up from the last Zamboni. But here comes Cedar Rapids now in the neutral ice. And now holding, it's Clark Custer to the red line. Throws one in on Johansson, who makes the easy save and leaves it in the corner for Cutler Martin. Martin moving forward. Also stumbled a bit as he moved through neutral ice. Hit off McMurphy's skate into the Rough Riders' end. And Ross Olsen in deep on the forecheck. And now playing it is Charlie Curdy. Defensively, Berger, as it came out of the zone, got it back in. Now Olsen gets it in deep, and it's played deep by defenseman Mark Ock. Ock in the far side corner now with Berger on the forecheck. Nice forecheck taken away from Wilkie. Wilkie's got a chance in front, try to find Berger. Had an opening there. Berger didn't see the pass, and it went out of the zone. Glukowski's able to fire it back in on net. Birdsall makes the save and rolls one over now to the defenseman Curdy. Up the far side, another turnover for the Storm. Nice play here. And Ross Olsen tried to set Wilkie up in front. Pass was intercepted. Now Jack Rowe has it on the far side. And Cedar Rapids moves to neutral ice. Storm And now offside, Cedar Rapids way ahead of the play there was the forward Jason Kalinowski. Storm very aggressive forecheck, creating a couple turnovers, minute and a half into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And I like the way the Storm are getting after it here to open up this game. Robbie Payne on the ice now. Joel L'Esperance will take the draw. And you heard in the coach's corner, Robbie Payne making his debut back in the lineup after missing a few games. Funk with a shot save made by Johansson right off the draw. Nice right pad save for Jacob Johansson. And now Cedar Rapids struggling in their own end, but they do regain control of the puck here on the far side. Provorov moved it forward and now in onside. Gomez took his man off the puck, Storm chipping it out, and here's Robbie Payne on the near side. Payne with some speed. Payne down the near side, chance in front, and a save made by Birdsall. And then the rebound went wide, a chance there for L'Esperance on the rebound. Nice job by Robbie Payne throwing a puck on net. And now Provorov behind his own net, moving with Custer. And now up the ice, you know, the Rough Riders on the far side. It's dumped in deep to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr goes back to get it. 2 minutes in to the opening period here at the Viero Event Center. Storm and Rough Riders are scoreless. Cedar Rapids with a turnover now in the Storm end. And here comes a chance, and a big shot there was blocked in front, never got all the way through. Now on the far side, it's kept in by Rosberg. Now on the near side for Custer. Banks went off the back wall. Down low it goes. Chance in front, and it was blocked. Now another opportunity behind the net here for the Rough Riders. It's going moved up the near wall. Custer kept it in. Put it down low on the far side wall. Now Jerry has it. Jerry in the far side. And the Storm could not get it out. Keeps it into Rowe. Jack Rowe with a shot that went wide of the net. Custer keeps it in with another shot that was blocked in front by Kevin Kerr. Kerr now with the puck. Got taken down on the near side. No call coming and got out to neutral ice. Now Andrew Ogilvie has turned it around the other way. Tried to get it for Petrash, but it's stopped by the Storm. And now it goes all the way back down on Birdsall. Picked up by Widman in the near side. And the Cedar Rapids zone turnover and a big hit. Storm couldn't get possession of the puck, though, but Steve Hayden onto the ice making his presence known. Here's a shot for Ogilvie. Missed the net wide left. Ogilvie with a good chance on a rush there. Cedar Rapids, they transition so quickly. They make something out of nothing and a good opportunity. Now here's Drew Mayer. Mayer in the zone, lost possession of the puck, and here come the Rough Riders. Two on two they go. Ogilvie in onside, stops at the zone in the top of the zone, dumped it in deep. Now down low O'Connor. O'Connor in the near side corner. It's pried free by Delaney, and now ahead, Steve Hayden couldn't clear the zone, and now Hayden gets it back, and he does clear. It goes all the way into the Rough Riders' end. It's going to be an icing whistle to Tri-City. Get the stoppage with 16-16 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are scoreless. Here on the Storm Radio Network, the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Two shots on goal for either side thus far. Rough Riders have had a couple good chances after the Storm. Had the control the first 2 minutes. Storm got to make a late change here, and Lebowski was trying to get off the ice, but they didn't let him. Lebowski will stay on the ice. Mayer will take the draw. He won it over to Delaney. Delaney in the near side corner now, lost the puck, however, and an opportunity for Podorowski up top for Ock. Mark Ock with a shot. Save Johansson. He caught it the last second, and now a score. The Rough Riders are on the board with a goal. Johansson didn't see that shot from Mark Ock. He made the save, but he made it awkwardly and left a big rebound in front that the Rough Riders were able to cash in. 4 minutes into this one, and Cedar Rapids strikes first. 1-0. The Rough Riders have taken the lead. Got to watch a replay here, see who knocked it in on the rebound. It looks like it might have went off a Storm player in front. No, it did not. It was a nice job in front there. And Jack Rowe will get credit for the goal, the North Dakota commit. Rowe, really nice looking play. Another shot off the faceoff for Cedar Rapids, and Johansson makes the right pad save. Another chance in front. It's up top for the left point now. Shot's deflected away. Rowe gets the goal, as we said, for Cedar Rapids. And Kalinowski will get the assist on the first assist. Now at the top of the Storm zone, Tri-City able to drag it out. Poganski was stood up in neutral ice. Lost the puck. And now Dylan McLaughlin brought it away over to Clark Custer. Custer, Cedar Rapids came in on side. Here's McLaughlin, active legs. McLaughlin spinning and twisting on the far side up to the top of the zone, just wrapped it in deep. And now it's moved around the near side, out of the zone by Jalen Schultz. Lebowski tried to catch up to it. He couldn't. Now Jerry takes a spill and neutral ice. But Cedar Rapids moves in on side. Jerry with a slap pass to the center, and it was moved on to the near side, now taken by Ross Olson. Olsen's got some speed. He moves in onside, takes a shot. Save made by Birdsall. Olsen comes charging in on the net. Officials got to get him out of there. 5 minutes into this one, Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City had a good start to this game. However, Rough Riders are able to find a rebound in the crease and beat Jacob Johansson. Just about the best way to beat Johansson is to get a rebound past him because he doesn't let up many good opportunities straight away. As Wilkie wins the faceoff over to Dello with a shot blocked in front and out of the zone. And back to neutral ice, Kevin Kerr goes and gets it. Fan on a clearing attempt, wrapped it around to the near side. On a second effort, Olsen tried to chip it out, and he did. Got it to Berger, who couldn't go much further. Now Andrew Ogilvie to O'Connor. Now on the far side, Petrash has it. Corey Petrash through the neutral zone and onside. The far side with a shot save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. Shot taken there for the Rough Riders. Nice job by Johansson to make the save. Shot was taken by Garo. And that's what I'm talking about. That was a shot with no traffic in front. Johansson square to the shooter. He's going to make that save. But the Rough Riders had it right when they scored their goal. I mean, they got to get rebounds in front. That's how you're going to beat Johansson. And Jack Rowe is back on the ice now, playing right wing here. He gets the first one of the night for Cedar Rapids. Storm with the faceoff. Gomez has it now out of his own end. Gomez passed the red line in offside. L'Esperance way ahead of the play. 14:24 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Cedar Rapids on a goal by Jack Rowe. 14:24 remaining in the period. L'Esperance wins the faceoff. Schultz ahead for Glukowski, trying to chip it into Payne. It was taken away by Cedar Rapids. Now a battle for it. Neutral ice on the far side. And still battling for it. Rough Riders come away. They throw it in the Storm end. Schultz has got to scramble back to go get it. Banked it off the near side wall. Gomez got it out to neutral ice. Chip back in by Ock. Nice hit by L'Esperance on Ock. Glukowski has it now for Tri-City on the far side. Ahead for Robbie Payne to the red line and chipped in by Gomez. Gomez on the near side wall. Got it in deep. And now Dylan McLaughlin goes to play it for Cedar Rapids. Throwing around to the far side wall. And Robbie Payne trying to do work on the wall. He lost the battle. Here comes Cedar Rapids. McLaughlin through neutral ice. McLaughlin in the center to Funk, and Funk couldn't handle it. Goes into the near side wall, now into the near side corner. L'Esperance holding his man in. That's Marsh, Alec Marsh, up to Custer on the left point now with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Dello trying to clear it out. He couldn't. Tied up in front. Now Dello gets it away. Torrey Dello makes a move around one man. Dello with a chance here. Takes a shot. Deflection wide. Torrey Dello showing some offensive ability there. And now here comes Cedar Rapids to the red line. Chipped in deep. Rough Riders go off on a change. 13-10 remaining in the opening period. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Lebowski couldn't catch up to a pass from McMurphy, but it goes out to neutral ice. Now into the Rough Riders in. Played on the far side out to neutral ice here. Judd Peterson, nice little drop pass there, and they're offside. Actually, I don't even know if the puck ever went into the zone. The officials blew it dead for an offside on Cedar Rapids. 12:58 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0, Rough Riders lead the Storm. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Storm now saluting Kyle Melroy for the patriotic salute here at the first media timeout of the first period. Melroy receiving a standing ovation from the crowd. Platte Valley State Bank patriotic salute. Storm doing it all season here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff now in neutral ice. 12:58 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. The lone goal of this one so far for Jack Rowe. Faceoff now won by Cedar Rapids in neutral ice. And O'Connor dumps it into the zone. Johansson sticks it into the far side wall. Polganski chipped it forward for Schultz. Schultz now back door to Cutler Martin and ahead for Lebowski, who gets it out of the zone. It was chipped by Cedar Rapids, so no icing on Tri-City. Birdsall goes behind the net. Interesting technique with it, but now he just leaves the puck off for his defenseman. As moving forward with it now are the Rough Riders. Schultz in neutral ice broke that play up. Widman got it back to his defensive partner. And the Rough Riders now, trouble breaking out. Storm with that pressure, but they're trying to get going. And now they get a turnover neutralized. Poganski took a hit as he dumped it back in deep. Storm going off on a line change as it's played by O'Connor. Now through neutralized, we get a penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Ross Olsen on the forecheck got a little too aggressive. Olsen here playing tonight against his former team. Cedar Rapids cut him earlier in the season. Actually, they technically traded him, but they were going to cut him. The Storm said, we'll take Olsen in a trade. So Olsen here looks active on the forecheck against his former team. 2 minutes for roughing there on the forecheck to Ross Olsen. The Storm now to the GNC penalty kill for the first time tonight. Storm on the penalty kill a total of 12 times last night. Allowed 2 goals to Des Moines. Face-off here in the Tri-City end, starting the Cedar Rapids power play, won by Tri-City. Berger takes a shot from the neutral zone, save made by Birdsong. And he faked like he was going to drop the puck to a defender, but he actually kept it in his glove. Stops play. Storm will take that. That's an offensive zone faceoff here as they're killing a penalty. 10 seconds into the Olsen roughing minor. 11:57 remaining in the opening period. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Faceoff to the left now of Birdsong. Won by the Rough Riders and played behind the net by Provorov. Provorov will start forward now with a man advantage and a 1-0 lead. He stops and circles back into his own zone. Lost possession of it. Provorov's going to start forward again. Provorov to the far side. And they ice it. Icing is the whistle. Provorov shot it in deep from well behind the red line. And the Rough Riders having trouble here on a power play for the Cedar Rapids that is ranked fourth in the league at 21%. Storm on the penalty kill are 10th in the USHL at 83%. Rough Riders great on special teams. They also, the Cedar Rapids team, second in the league in penalty killing at 92%. Faceoff won by the Rough Riders and move forward in a neutral ice. Now for Cedar Rapids, it's Andrew Ogilvie. Ogilvie makes one move around Martin. Try to throw a shot on net. Deflected away by McMurphy. And now Custer with it. Custer back to Provorov. And now it's deflected, but back to Provorov. Custer has it. Custer with a shot. Deflection wide. Now on the far side, Podorowski. Podorowski with some pressure finds Custer at the right point. Custer faked on a shot. Got it down low to Jack Rowe. Rowe back to Custer. Keeps it in. Rowe took a hit there as Provorov has it. 50 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Chance in front for Podorowski. Save made with a blocker by Johansson. And now Glukowski picks it up. Tried to ice it, it hit off Martin and stayed in the zone. Rough Riders have it back now. Provorov holding, fakes on a shot, moves it back to Podorowski with a shot. Save, Johansson! Rebound, save, rebound, another save! And the third one went wide. Now another chance, they missed the net wide. Rough Riders there with a couple opportunities. Provorov, left point. Custer at the right point. Takes a shot, blocked by Lebowski, and McMurphy clears it all the way down. Storm dodging bullets on the penalty kill. 5 seconds left in the Olsen roughing minor. Move forward by Provorov. We are back at even strength with 10 minutes to go in the first period. Storm break up the Cedar Rapids rush. Goes behind the net. Chance in front was deflected wide. Olsen out of the box on the far side. Couldn't get it out. Shot whistles wide of the net. Rebound on the near side of the Storm end. Kept in, though, by Mark Ock. Move forward. McLaughlin to the center. Deflection away. Chance in front on the far side. And it's stopped by the Storm. Olsen can't get it out. Now he does on the second attempt to hit his body as he was going down. Wilkie tried to move it forward. It got taken away. And now here is the Rough Riders again. They just dump it in and go for a change, leaving Tori Dello to handle it. Dello to the far side. Wilkie spin-o-rama in his own zone, trying to get free. Dangerous pass finds Olsen. Olsen flips it in slowly into the Rough Riders' end. Birdsall will leave it for Widman. Widman on the far side now. 9:14 remaining in the first. Rough Riders with a 1-0 lead. Widman dumps it deep into the Storm end. Delaney overskated on the backboards. Jerry gets hit hard by L'Espérance. And it's a penalty. Oh, it's a hand pass. I didn't think it would be a penalty. The hand pass. L'Espérance with a heavy hit there. 9:03 remaining in the opening period. 1-0 the score in favor of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Rough Riders now out shooting the Storm 12-5. happened in July. It was won by Cedar Rapids. Custom past the red line. Dumps it in deep. Johansson sticks it down. Leaves it there for Martin. Wrapped around the far side wall for Robbie Payne. Payne, nice little pass over to Jalen Schultz. Schultz with a lot of room to skate. And they move in offside. Lesperance again ahead of the play. 8:47 remains in the opening period. Schultz had plenty of room to skate there, but his room closed as he tried to move in the zone. The storm ball got bunched up on the left side of the blue line, and the offsides was whistled. Face-off in neutral ice, 8:47 remaining in the opening period. Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead. Rough Riders win the face-off, and it's to the red line, dumped into the storm end. Glukowski goes to get it in the far side corner. Nice move by Glukowski. Left it for Robbie Payne. Payne lost the puck, though. Now back to Glukowski, who had to glove it down to himself. Lesperance flips it to neutral ice. Gomez fighting for it there as it went into the Rough Rider end and picked back up by defenseman Rosberg. Now moved on the far side. Rough Riders moving forward. Podorowski now a neutral ice here. Kalinowski. Chance to the front. Nice pass to Rowe. A shot. And it's deflected. And going down on it was Glukowski. Glukowski may have gotten hit with the puck. Officials blew the play dead. Glukowski's on his feet over to the bench. A couple players pushing and shoving in the near side corner after the play. 8:10 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Face-off now to the left of Johansson. Mayer will take it against Dylan McLaughlin. Face-off won by the Storm. Delaney down low to Dello. Dello will hold and move it up the far side wall. A bouncing puck rolls into neutral ice. And now McLaughlin plays it for the Rough Riders. O'Connor got it into the zone. Now it's moved out. McLaughlin has to move back in. Lakes a little pass. Lot of room. Shot save, Johansson. Lot of room for Funk, who took the shot. Now it's Alec Marsh that gets it on his stick. Ahead for O'Connor. O'Connor to the left side now. And a shot went wide of the net. From the left side, it was Widman. Now on the near side corner, Funk doing battle with Mayer. Mayer wins that battle. Plays it over to Dello. Torrey Dello moving forward. Fan on a pass. Hayden trying to get to Stephen Hayden, who took a hit neutral ice. And now here come the Rough Riders. Back in offside is the whistle. Just ahead of the play for the Rough Riders was Casey Jerry. 7:20 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Rough Riders have a lead 1-0, and they're out shooting the Storm 14-5. Tri-City had some early chances, but the last couple minutes, Storm have not sustained any pressure in the Rough Rider end. Faceoff won by Tri-City. McMurphy played it forward, and a big hit in neutral ice as Poganski took a hit. Now here's Lebowski with a shot and a save made by Birdsall. Lebowski with a lot of room there. Nice wrist shot. Try to go top right corner. Birdsall stopped it with the glove, and he hung on. Didn't even see that. Lebowski was so quick there as Poganski took that hit at the red line. And all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, we got Lebowski with a good opportunity. Maybe one of the best opportunities for the Storm here in this period. As McMurphy will be back on the faceoff here for Tri-City. That's Ryan McMurphy. Faceoff won by the Storm. Poganski able to get it. Poganski keeps possession on the near side. Lebowski with a one-timer. Shot save made by Birdsall. And he holds on. Chris Birdsall committed to BC. The starting goaltender here for Cedar Rapids this season. Danny Tyrone is the backup. Tyrone's played in one game this year. As the faceoff to the right of Birdsall, won by the Storm, but kept in by Martin as Cedar Rapids tried to bring it out. Now Poganski with a shot. Save made. Puck's loose in front. Rebound was batted around, kept by Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side, left it for Lebowski. Lebowski back up top. Jalen Schultz with a shot and went wide. Nice looking play there for the Storm. Schultz was wide open, but just couldn't hit the net. Lebowski tried to keep it in on the near side, turned it over to Provorov. And now the Rough Riders poked it back in the Storm end. Cutler Martin turns it right over to Custer, who dumps it into the Storm end. 6:25 remaining in the first. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Wilkie applied, tried to get it forward for Olsen, but it was a pass that was in the air, and it went ahead of Olsen. And now this is going to be a race for icing. Won by Alec Marsh and negated by Cedar Rapids. Kept in by Ock. Ock plays it to some space on the near side, and it's battled for. Judd Peterson wins it. Down low to Alec Marsh. Cutler Martin puts him into the backboards. And now Berger moves forward. A bouncing puck at the top of the zone. Kept in again by the Rough Riders. Berger in the near side corner. Gets it all the way around and out to Wilkie. Wilkie now stick handling a neutral ice. Gets around one man. In onside. Wilkie lost the puck at the top of the zone. Olsen with a shot. Save made. Rough Rider went flying. Olsen dropped Alec Marsh after the shot there. Nice save by Birdsall. And now Rough Rider's the other way. Nice job by the Storm ganging up on defense on Mark Ock. And now Olsen tried to get it forward to Wilkie. Olsen played it with a high stick and then touched up. So a high stick, not a penalty, but a high sticking stoppage here later in the first period. Under 6 minutes to go in the opening frame. Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. From Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5 at a Nebraska Lottery retailer. With a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week, pick up a Nebraska Lottery Pick 5 today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Storm with a 1-0 deficit here in the first period. Get some Duck Dynasty trivia going on at the Viero Event Center now. And once again, 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Jack Rowe with the only goal of this one so far. 5:28 remaining in the period. Tri-City is using their quickness to get opportunities, but they have not had much sustained pressure in the Rough Rider end. Cedar Rapids, a quick team. They buzz around the net. They throw a lot of shots in. Johansson, 14 saves on 15 shots. Faceoff from Ryan McMurphy and Podorowski, one back by the Rough Riders. O'Connor chipped it across, but Poganski takes it. Austin Poganski dumps it in for Lavosky. Lavosky goes and chases. Lavosky in the far side corner. Size disadvantage as usual for Lavosky. Not a problem as he won the battle. Put it into his skates of a Rough Rider. Chipped up for Lukowski, who takes a shot. Deflected in front, knock, never got through. And now Podorowski takes it back. Storm got to get back on defense here. It's a 2-on-2. Podorowski makes a great move around Glukowski to the net. Puts it wide. What a move by Andrew Podorowski. Holy mackerel. That was a nice move there. And big opportunity. Now it's a tripping call on Tri-City here. Pretty much as obvious as they come on the tripping call. Storm will be to the GNC penalty kill right now for the second time tonight. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. GNC. So a couple chances here for the Rough Riders. Now they'll have their second power play of the game. Andrew Podorowski put on a couple nice moves there. Face off in the Storm end as we resume play. Player in the box is Glukowski, who gets called for tripping there. And the Rough Riders have it off the faceoff. It's Custer. Out of the far side. Provorov down low. Back up top with a shot. Was blocked out of the zone by Berger. Nice job by Chase Berger. Blocked that shot. And now the Rough Riders with it in their own end. It's Provorov. Far side. Moves forward to neutral ice. Loose puck. Jalen Schultz there to it first. Kicked it forward, but not all the way into the Cedar Rapids zone. Here come the Rough Riders with Funk. Funk in onside. Ran into the near side wall, taken by Cutler Martin. Martin played it ahead for Berger, and Berger's got some space to skate. Nice pass, trying to get it to Gomez, and now back to Berger in space. And Berger tried to get a clear, he fanned on it, and now McLaughlin brings it in the zone. Dylan McLaughlin, Providence College commit, and played it up top, and is out of the zone. Curdy tried to keep it in. Under a minute remaining now in the power play for Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids made a change, but now O'Connor has it on the right point, left point. Brings it to McLaughlin on the left circle. Back to O'Connor, a lot of space. Takes a shot. Deflection just wide. Ogilvy had a good opportunity in front. Now back to O'Connor on the right point. O'Connor finds McLaughlin. Top of the right circle. This down low, a slap pass shot. Ogilvy never got it through, and Dello did a nice job there. Dello got a block on the shot. He got a piece of it, and then he throws it all the way down the ice. 22 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Here come the Rough Riders. In on offside, well offside there as Rowe was ahead of the play. Ogilvy was the man who brought the puck in. 17 seconds left in the Glukowski tripping penalty. 3:03 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Cedar Rapids leading the Storm 1-0. Faceoff is won by the Rough Riders to Custer. And now on the far side, it's Provorov in onside. Finds Kolanowski. Back up top to Provorov. Custer, 5 seconds left of the penalty. Shot was blocked in front. Martin clears the zone, and that'll do it for the penalty kill. 2:44 remaining in the first. Storm down 1-0. We're back at full strength. Rough Riders trying to move out of the zone, and they do. But right to Tori Dello, the puck goes. Dello finds Lebowski. He puts one in deep. Poganski goes to get it in the far side corner. Poganski takes a hit, moves it to Mayer. Mayer up the far side wall, up top to Dello, keeps it in. Now over to Lebowski. Lebowski, nice pass in front. Mayer, and it's a save made by Birdsall. Poganski was the man in front. It looked like it went off his skate. Drew Mayer set him up with a great pass. And now here's Cedar Rapids back in onside. Goes down low. And it's turned over to Tri-City here. Kevin Kerr plays it to the near side. Ross Olsen gets it ahead for Mayer. Drew Mayer got one to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie now moving down low. Wilkie in the far side corner. Nice little move. Finds Mayer. Mayer to the center. Shot from Olsen was blocked. Kevin Kerr cannot keep it in as it skips over his stick. Now Kerr will play with it and dump it in. Storm tag up. On the near side now with 1:35 remaining in the period. Storm get a turnover. Olsen in the center. L'Esperance was there, but not in time. Glukowski with a shot. L'Esperance tried a wrap shot, and it went off the side of the net, I believe. And now here come the Rough Riders. Corey Petrasch down the near side. Gets past Schultz to the net. Taken away by Glukowski. And he flips one ahead into neutral ice. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski to be there for his defensive partner, Jalen Schultz. Now the Storm get a neutral ice turnover. Gomez. Try to find L'Esperance. Gomez could have brought it in the zone and elected to pass it to L'Esperance on the near side. And now the Rough Riders turn it over again. It's Robbie Payne twisting and turning and no call coming. He was chipped up. And now the Rough Riders have a 3-on-2. Cedar Rapids to the center. It's chipped away for a second by Schultz. Now broken up by Gomez. Rough Riders get it back in the far side wall. Taken away by Robbie Payne out of the zone. Payne trying to get around Ock. Glukowski finds it. 40 seconds left in the period. Tri-City down by one. Played forward. Gomez in neutral ice. Puts it into the Rough Riders' end. Ock gets it back to the Storm end now as Jack Rowe puts it behind the net. Delaney against Peterson. And Gomez has it on the near side wall. Try to flip it to neutral ice. He got it there. Puck scrum for it. Here comes Chase Berger. Berger takes a shot. Just missed. I think actually may have gotten a piece of it there. Birdsall got it with the blocker as it went over the net. Now Martin. Martin on the right point with 8 seconds left in the period. Leaves it for Berger. Tried a backhand shot. It was blocked. Martin could not keep it in. Final seconds of the period. And we will end the first 20 minutes. The score is 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Last 3 minutes there after the Storms killed that last penalty. Tri-City had a lot of energy. They were buzzing around the net. Poganski had a chance in front. Mayer was active. Lebowski with a couple good looks. Defensively, the Storm were better. And so that's some momentum they can build on here to the second period. However, they trail 1-0 to Cedar Rapids after one. We'll take a break and come back for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Thank you. Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders 1-0 after the first period of play. We're here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I'm Jared Shaffrin. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney provides you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Tri-City Storm, as I said, trailing 1-0 to Cedar Rapids. The lone goal to Jack Rowe. Assists go to Jason Kalinowski and Mark Ock at 3:58. So an early goal the Storm allowed. However, the Storm were able to kill off two penalties later in the period. Ross Olsen roughing minor and a Nolan Glukowski tripping minor. Both penalties came later after that goal. Olsen's at 7:53. Glukowski's at 15:13. Cedar Rapids 0-2 on those power plays. Seemed like out of the first power play, the Rough Riders used that to get a lot of momentum, and they were having pressure in the Storm end. But after the Storm killed off the Glukowski tripping penalty, seemed like Tri-City had the momentum there at the end of the period, getting a few opportunities in front of the Rough Riders' goal. Cedar Rapids outshoots the Storm 14-12. In the first period. Birdsall made 12 saves and kept the Storm scoreless. Johansson, 13 saves, allowed the one goal. Well, that's been it really in the first period. And I think the Storm really aggressive on the forecheck. And you've seen some shades of what the coaching staff is trying to do here in Kearney. Last night in the first period, Storm were ahead 1-0, but you saw a really solid period, and you saw, especially in the middle of the period last night, when the Storm were executing their game plan. Here tonight, again, Rough Riders have done well, and they have the goal, and they have a couple good chances, but you can also see, and you can tell when the Storm are on, because they're forechecking, they're creating turnovers in deep below the circles, they're getting their speedy forwards in there, like Wilkie, Lebosky, Pogansky, Robbie Payne, Garrett Gomez, all those guys have been in deep and they've been active on the forecheck. Ryan McMurphy, another example. And that's what the Storm want to try to do here in their, and they, that's their scheme. So they just have to do it more on a consistent basis. And also, I think the transition game from Cedar Rapids, just what we expected. They transition very well. They're very quick and they're going to get a lot of shots on net. So the Storm, again, just got to be making sure they get back on defense, making sure that they continue to be really hawks on the puck. They want, you know, they talk about it in football where you're going to be a ball hawk. Same kind of thing where the Storm you know, continue to poke check, try to draw the puck loose. When they're on a rush, try to do anything you can to disrupt the Rough Riders' attack. And I think the Storm will be okay in this one, but they need some more offensive opportunities. 12 shots on goal, not too bad. Storm have had a couple good looks. Best looks coming maybe from Lebosky and Poganski in front. But continue to pressure Birdsall. Continue to get those looks. They got to break through here with a goal to get back in this one, trailing 1-0 after one here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. That's your Statler Implement period recap. Statler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Statler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Midway Auto, come back with the out-of-town scoreboard in a second here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Commission Report. We'll check the auto out-of-town scoreboard here. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Rough Riders here tonight come in with a 4-1 record, and they have a 1-0 lead on a goal by Jack Rowe. Let's look around the USHL here. Omaha is in Indiana tonight to face the Ice, and the Lancers are trailing 1-0 in the third period. Just started in the third period. Lancers trailing Indiana 1-0. In the second intermission, headed toward the third period, Lincoln is in Youngstown tonight, and the Stars and Phantoms are scoreless after two periods. Sioux Falls is leading Muskegon 2-1. That's the second game of a two-game set between the Stampede and the Muskegon Lumberjacks. 2-1 Sioux Falls with the lead at the end of two. Sioux City Musketeers with a 1-0 lead on the Green Bay Gamblers. That's after one period at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Dubuque and Chicago are 1-1. And Team USA and Des Moines Buccaneers tied 2-2 after one. The Team USA team in Des Moines tonight to take on the Buccaneers again, 2-2. The score, Buccaneers last night were here in Kearney, defeated the Storm 6-2 for their second win of the year. And the Storm right now, I believe, to fifth place in the USHL Western Conference standings. Right now, Omaha, Waterloo, and Sioux Falls all tied in first with 12 points apiece. Sioux City in fourth with 7. Fargo and Tri-City in fifth, each with 6 points apiece. Des Moines and Lincoln tied for 7th with 5 points apiece. So, depending on
They're explaining themselves. Up any points tonight. Des Moines and Lincoln both with a chance to win. Storm just trailing 1-0, so a lot of time remaining in this one with 40 minutes left to go. We're in the first intermission here. However, Tri-City, I'm sure, is very concerned here. They want to make sure they get some points. If they don't get any tonight, they'll be 0-for on the weekend, as last night they lost to Des Moines. So let's get to the Best Western Plus Kearney question, email inbox question of the night, and we'll pull up the inbox, see what we've got here from the fans. Remember, you can email us bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. Tonight's question, Joe Maddock. And Joe asks here for the Chi. He's a Storm question. Joe wants to know here why games early on in the season. Well, Joe, everything will even out as the Storm had six of their first seven games at home to start the year, but they will be going on the road next weekend as they'll face the Lincoln Stars and the Omaha Lancers next weekend. There are some months that the Storm have a limited amount of home games. For instance, November, the Storm only with four games at home, they'll play six on the road. In February, the Storm only have two games at home, and they have seven on the road. So it's not really a balanced schedule, Joe. The Storm had a home stand here early on, and they'll be on the road for weeks here. Other teams around the league, is this USHL schedule ever-changing? And the Storm is Cedar Rapids play twice this year. Storm will be in Cedar Rapids in a couple weeks in December. They'll take on the Rough Riders at the Stable in Cedar Rapids on Saturday, December 7th. So that one's might be a good road trip. The Storm will be in the midst of a three-game road trip there. They face Waterloo on December 5th, Des Moines on December 6th, and Cedar Rapids on December 7th. Well, that is your Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. And that brings us to the close of the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. This Tri-City Storm will get ready for the second period against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Save now at Diamond Vogel on all paints during our October decorating sales event at all eight Nebraska store locations, or visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Sale ends October 19th.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the second period here at the Viero Event Center. Cedar Rapids Rough Riders leading the Tri-City Storm 1-0 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And we're about to get back onto the ice. Teams are getting ready to go for the second period. In the first period, two power play opportunities for the Rough Riders. Couldn't capitalize on either of them. The one goal in the period, Jack Rowe from Jason Kalinowski and Mark Ock. As we once again waiting for the teams to get back here on the ice, Josh Howgie and his staff back on the ice. Storm here in the midst of this is the end of a homestand that had them at home for six of their first seven. But once again, here in the first period, Storm unable to get a goal early on in the game. Storm now entering the ice. As they are out of the locker room, teams switch sides for the second period. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. Cedar Rapids will go from right to left here in the second period. Rough Riders uniforms tonight. Bit of Where's Waldo like. The stripes, green and black stripes over a white background on the shoulders and on the bottom of the jersey. We're ready for this second period of play. Storm will have Lebowski, Poganski, McMurphy to start the period. Schultz and Martin on defense. Johansson in net. Rough Riders with Garo, Petrash, and Ogilvie. Widman along with O'Connor on defense. Faceoff won by the Rough Riders. Deep into the Storm end it goes. Petrash on the far side. Up top for Ogilvie. Now O'Connor kept it in on the blue line, but now here come the Storm the other way. And Poganski left it for Lebowski. Back to Poganski. Here's McMurphy with a shot was blocked. And Poganski in the near side left it for McMurphy. Nice pass to Lebowski with a shot that's deflected and into the netting. Birdsall looks like he got a piece of that one. Into the netting it went. 19:37 remaining in the second period. Just underway is... Nice shot there from Lebowski. Good work by McMurphy in the corner. McMurphy wins the faceoff. Schultz allows it out of the zone, though. And Storm regroup in neutral ice. Lebowski at the red line throws it in to the Cedar Rapids end. Provorov on the far side now to Custer. Clark Custer takes a hit, dumps in deep. Schultz ahead, not out of the zone, though. Now a second attempt, it does get out of the zone. Provorov at the red line, and he shovels it back in. Cutler Martin behind the net to Schultz, and now Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski, nice job there, chipping it out to neutralize. Tried to go off on a change, he couldn't. Now the puck near the Storm bench. Lebowski gets in on the forecheck, goes for the change. Here's Dylan McLaughlin with space, takes a shot over the net. He missed the net high, and now Ock takes a hit. Puck's out of the zone, and Drew Mayer catches up to it. Gomez lost the puck, was looking for it for a second. Now McLaughlin has it back. McLaughlin, far side. Shot save made by Johansson. Mayer on the far side now. Lost the puck. Couldn't get it out. Chance in front. Shot was blocked. Here come the Storm the other way. It's Gomez. Gomez on the near side now. Looking for Robbie Payne. Dumps it in deep. Takes a big hit from Rosberg. And now it's moved around the far side by the goaltender Birdsall. And moved forward by Alec Marsh. Marsh to the middle of the zone, lost the puck, got it back. Now at the top of the right circle, chance in front. Nice move there, and it went off the outside of the net. Good opportunity for Casey Jerry. Now O'Connor from the right point. Deflected in front to the backboards. It goes. Delaney ahead for Gomez. Gomez trying to move it. Banked it off the wall and out of the zone past Casey Jerry. And now Robbie Payne in onside. Faked on a slap shot. Takes a wrist shot. Rising wrist shot that went over the net. Now on the far side, Cedar Rapids regrouping in their own end. Trying to bring it forward. They do to neutralize. And Rowe left it there for Jerry. In onside to Podorowski. Podorowski now up top. Custer with a shot. Rip whistles wide. Wide left of the net. Ogilvie plays it for Cedar Rapids. Up top again. Another shot. Deflection wide. On the near side it goes to Berger. And finds Wilkie in onside. Wilkie settles it for Glukowski to the center and it went wide. Now it's Olsen. Another chance to the center. Shot for Berger and he scores! Chase Berger from the center of the circle. And it's a tie score. 1-1. 3 minutes in the second period. Chase Berger with the goal. Ross Olsen picks up the first assist. Olsen made the play. And then Berger found a loose puck and slapped it home. Chase Berger's second of the season. Chris Wilkie on the second assist. His second assist of the year. Berger settled the puck and ripped it past Birdsall. Got it past the left pad into the bottom corner of the net. Gets the Storm on the board. It's a tie score. Nice job by Tri-City there. And Chase Berger with his second of the season. As the Storm moved back in, a rolling puck there. Now picked up by Widman. Garo with it. And Harris Podorowski takes a shot that's deflected into the netting and out of play. So you get a goal from Chase Berger in the Storm. Get that equalizer that they were looking for. Ross Olsen, his first Storm point. And Chris Wilkie picks up the second assist. Face off now to the left of Johansson, the Storm. Tie this game up. Had the momentum at the end of the first. We'll see what they can do here. Still plenty of time left in the second period. 16:44 remaining. Storm won the faceoff. McMurphy brought it past the red line. In offside. Poganski and Lalowski a step ahead of the play. Storm a couple times already. Not in sync with the forward lines. Kills your momentum when you go in offside like that. Got to get things together here. 16:37 remaining. 1-1 the score. The Chase Berger goal here at the beginning of the second period. L'Esperance against McLaughlin. And the face-off a neutral ice. Nice win by L'Esperance. And now Cutler-Martin wraps it around the wall. Down low. Birdsall can't slow it up. McMurphy with a chance. Chase McMurphy put it over. Looks like deflection by Birdsall's glove in front. And now here come the Rough Riders. Dump it into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz settles it down to Chase McMurphy on the far side. He tried to get it back to Schultz, but it was way too high in the air, and Schultz couldn't control it. Now Cutler-Martin picks it up for Tri-City behind the net. Martin up the near side. So Chase McMurphy, nice little leave for L'Esperance. Joel L'Esperance into the zone. L'Esperance with his head down in the near far side corner. Now holding to the center, turns it over. And here comes the Rough Riders. It's Alec Marsh the other way. Marsh with a centering pass, deflection. Nice job by Martin, just tossing his man aside. And now Steve Hayden out to the races on the far side. Hayden. Well behind the red line, dumps it in. It's an icing on Tri-City. That's just a simple play. Hayden couldn't get to the red line, and now the Tri-City Storm cannot change, and they got to have a defensive zone faceoff. 15:39 remaining in the second period. Tri-City has tied this game 1-1 on a goal by Chase Berger. And the Storm actually call their timeout here. Josh Howji, a little bit liberal with the timeout, wants to make sure they can change and have the right players on for this faceoff in front of Johansson. And again, that's a, you go back to the mistake. Steven Hayden didn't get to the red line. If he does and dumps in deep, the Storm get a change. They don't have to use their timeout. And they can set up a forecheck and try to attack the Cedar Rapids zone. So it's just a little play there that has a pretty big effect here early on in the second period with the Storm trying to continue the momentum after tying the game up 1-1. Now they'll have a face-off in front of Johansson. They do change lines. And the Storm now are shaking things up here.
with their forwards, and they're rotating their centers. All centers are being used, but they're just kind of rotating things. Now we see Mayer centering this line, which is with Gomez and Payne. That used to be L'Esperance's line. And Rough Riders win the faceoff, but now Drew Mayer has it. And Mayer puts it into neutral ice. Back to Provorov in the Cedar Rapids end. Casey Jerry brings it in. Deflection goes out of play into the stands here at the Viero Event Center. 15:23 remains in the second period. Tri-City and Cedar Rapids tied 1-1. Nolan Glukowski having some words with Judd Peterson near the Cedar Rapids bench. And now Mayer on the faceoff for Tri-City. Able to win it forward, banks it off the wall. Kept in by Curdy, but he fires it out of the zone, trying to get it to Mark Ock. Payne able to move it to Gomez, and Gomez got it in deep. And now around the far side, Gomez gets it back. Gomez on the far side wall, puts it down low. Ogilvy with Mayer on him, able to move the puck to Ock. Ock on the near side, nice job by Payne, steering him into the wall. Payne and Gomez trying to find it, and they do. Gomez now had it in the skates up top. It's kept in by Delaney. Play was blocked. Hit player in the face. It was blocked. And Garo lost his mouthpiece. Couple drips of blood onto the ice. As Garo got hit in the face there. Gets right up and shakes it off. Gets to the bench. That's a cut there for Garo. And referees trying to get the blood off the ice there. In the neutral zone. Faceoff will be in the Rough Riders' end to the left of Versal. Berger gets tossed from the circle. McLaughlin against Olsen. Olsen tied it up in the circle, tried to get it back to Dello, but it was taken away by Alec Marsh. Now on the far side, into the storm end it went, but taken right back out by Berger. Olsen, nice play to bring it in. Olsen on the far side. Olsen in the far side corner. Got it down low to Wilkie. Back to Olsen. Olsen driving to the net. Loose puck. Storm driving at it, and they say no goal. The puck went in. They're saying Olsen was the one who put it in. Howji standing up on the bench, wondering why. Officials, I don't know why they waved that one off, honestly. Puck was loose, got jammed in, unless it was kicked in with a skate. But it looked like Olsen put his stick in there. Olsen was driving from the goal line, a power move in front. Officials say the goalie had the puck covered up. Olsen jammed it free. And if the whistle wasn't blown, I don't know how you can say it wasn't a goal. If the whistle had blown, then the play was dead, and that makes sense. But on a night here, one night removed from when the Storm had a problem with the officials and how G got ejected after a goal was credited to Des Moines on a confusing play. Now the Storm here get a goal waved off when it looked like Olsen had put one in. Lebowski off the faceoff threw one to the net. Now behind the Cedar Rapids, down low, and it's moved forward by Jack Rowe. Rowe in onside. Rowe to the net, shoots one wide. Custer at the line, keeps it in. Deflection by McMurphy, out of the zone it goes. Here's Pogansky with a rush. Pogansky and Lebowski. Pogansky with it. Shot wide of the net. Shot wide of the net. Wasn't on net, the shot. And it, now here comes Rough Ride puck. Dumps off the far side corner. Man, but Rapids player goes down. Thought referee with these striped uniforms. And now here comes a chance for the Rough Riders. Shot saved by Johnson. So this with a couple opportunities here, 30 second period. Storm had tied the game at one, and now they have the pressure on. The goal by Berger to tie it up, and what looked like a goal for Ross Olsen, goal ends up being waved off. And then an opportunity there for Pogansky in a 2-on-1 with Lebowski. Pogansky just missed the net wide. So the Storm here have been pressing for Cedar Rapids, and now when you got to be careful for the Storm, want to make sure that you can continue to put on that pressure.
But right now, things are clicking for Tri-City, and Ross Olsen making an impact as a forward here with Wilkie and Berger. And Olsen, just a guy who he's very well liked in the locker room. He's not the fastest guy on the ice, but at 6 foot five, he skates well enough that he can make an impact offensively. And you saw it there with the drive to the net. Olsen, a native of Billerica, Massachusetts, committed to Eastern University. And now the faceoff is in the Storm end of the left of Johansson, won by Tri-City by Schultz over to Gomez. Gomez all the way deflected by a Rough Rider defenseman into the Rough Rider zone now. Cedar Rapids with it. It's Ock. Played it to Alec Marsh. And Marsh just throws one in deep over to Judd Peterson in the far side corner. Now down low, they were looking for Casey Jerry. Couldn't connect. Schultz moved it up the wall, kept in by Rosberg with a shot. Save made by the left pad of Johansson. Nice job there. And now it goes out of the zone. Cedar Rapids trying to pass up top. It went all the way down to Birdsall. Gomez on the strong forecheck against Rosberg. And the Storm ran him off the puck. It's Cutler Martin with it. Martin banks it off the sidewall. Out to neutral ice, but it's picked back up by Ock. And he dumps it in deep to the Storm end. Johansson shipped it there, but just slowed it down into the corner. And it's a battle here that's won by Jack Rowe. Rowe, who has the Rough Rider goal here, left it up top. Now it's Widman on the left point. Faked on a shot, takes one, deflected away by Johansson. And Ogilvy behind the net. Martin rapes him down. Martin just, he is so strong behind the net. When he gets a hold of an opposing player, they just go tumbling down. Now O'Connor has another big hit there by Robbie Payne in neutral ice. Here's Cedar Rapids on the far side. A centering pass turned over. Olsen and Wilkie in transition 2-on-2. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie to the center. Wilkie with a shot's blocked by Custer. Wilkie's a fast guy, but Custer got back. Another shot by Wilkie. Deflection in front from Olsen went wide and over the net off the backboards. Olsen with his own rebound now. Olsen down low for Berger. Berger in the far side corner. Found Wilkie. Deflection to Gulkowski with a shot that missed wide. Berger, another chance in front. And now on the far side wall, Wilkie up top for Gulkowski once again. Faked on a shot. Takes one that's deflected in front. And now Cedar Rapids with it. Rough Riders getting it back together after a nice rush and pressure by Tri-City. Here they come. And an opportunity there. Lost an edge down low for the Rough Rider forward. Now a shot from the point by Widman was blocked away to the side. And now McLaughlin up top for O'Connor. O'Connor on the right point. Back to McLaughlin on the right circle. He's at the center of the zone now. McLaughlin left it for Widman. Back over to O'Connor. Down low. McLaughlin shot. What a save by Johansson. Got over there. Gets the blocker save and knocks it out of the play. Big opportunity for Dylan McLaughlin of Cedar Rapids. And a great puck movement by Cedar Rapids. You can see why they've scored so many goals early on this season, because they moved the puck well. Johansson got over and made the save. 11-11 remaining in the second period. Tri-City and Cedar Rapids are tied up 1-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Two goals in this game for Jack Rowe and Chase Berger, one for each side. Face-off in the Storm end is won by Cedar Rapids. Provorov to the far side. Custer banks one off the backboards. Storm blocked that one from going in front. It was Dello there, and now Lebowski tries to get a turnover, but it's up top for Custer. A shot went wide. Rebound on the near side now comes out for the Storm. Poganski in transition. Poganski on the near side. Tries to go to the net. It was taken off nicely by Provorov. Poganski lost his stick, and now here come the Rough Riders. Four players in on the rush. Podorowski on the left side. Nice job by Dello and Kerr on the defense. They don't even get a shot off. Great coverage by the Storm defense there. Now Chase McMurphy to the far side. Lebowski. Lebowski with a shot. Deflection away by the goaltender Birdsall. And now here come the Rough Riders once again in transition. And they dump one in and go on a change. So Dello picks it up. Him and Kerr having a nice shift here after some good defensive coverage. Dello banked one back down low for Kerr. And here come the Storm the other way. It's Hayden. Stephen Hayden passes the red line. Storm in onside. Ooh, I thought they were in onside. It looked like McMurphy waited it long enough to bring it in, but the officials whistle that one down, say offsides on Tri-City. So we're even 1-1. Each side has 17 shots apiece. 10:08 remaining in the second period. Just about halfway through the game. Haven't really gotten anywhere with this one, as we're about even.
At neutral ice now, the Storm in the faceoff. Mayer takes a hit as he ropes one in deep. There's a stick down behind the Cedar Rapids goal. And now Rosberg past the red line to Marsh. Marsh tried to get past Glukowski, but he couldn't. Storm bring it back out to neutral ice and roll it into the Rough Rider end. Mark Ock with some pressure. Turned over. Storm tagged up. Official didn't see it. Now they tag up. And now Rough Riders have it. And a penalty upcoming here on Drew Mayer. Mayer took down Mark Ock. And Rough Riders will be back on the power play here. It's a delayed call. And the puck is touched up by Mayer. So aggressive play for the Storm once again. Results in a penalty. Mayer the one in the box here. 1-1 the score, 9:27 remaining in the second period. Storm and the GNC penalty kill for the third time tonight. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart and Hastings, head to GNC. So on the GNC penalty kill, 9:27 remains in the second period. The Storm and the faceoff in Cutler Martin does a nice job getting to the puck and clearing it all the way down into the Rough Rider end. Provorov will start forward now, leading this power play. Provorov past the red line in offside. The offside call on the Rough Riders. 15 seconds into the Drew Mayer infraction. 9:11 remaining in the second period in a 1-1 game here at the Viero Event Center. Cedar Rapids, through more than halfway into this game, has not taken a penalty. Storm have all three. As the Rough Riders win the faceoff and have possession in neutral ice, Provorov on the back end with Berger pressuring him. Now it's on the far side for Custer. Custer on the near side, Jack Rowe. Rowe's in onside. Rowe from the top of the right circle, chance in front. What a save by Johansson! He made two of them with the right pad. Couple big opportunities. Now here the Rough Riders again with it. Provorov. Over to Custer on the right point. Provorov on the left. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. He hangs on. That one right into the chest of Jacob Johansson after he made two fantastic saves as the Rough Riders moved into the zone. 8:44 remains in the second period. 1:17 left on the Mayer penalty. And the Mayer penalty for slashing, by the way. Face off to the right of Johansson, won by Tri-City. Dello could not clear. Nice job by Ock, but Dello really needed to get that one out of there when he had a chance to, as O'Connor able to get to it at the right point. McLaughlin had it there. McMurphy able to get it out of the zone. He's racing for it. Neutralized. Couldn't get there against Ock. And now nice job, though, on the forecheck by McMurphy, forcing Ock back deep into the Rough Rider end. Ock past the red line, in onside. Ock on the near side wall, banks it off the far side. And it bounces to the center where Pogansky picks it up. Pogansky, nice play to McMurphy. McMurphy's going to have a chance. Back to Pogansky. He scores! Short-handed goal for Tri-City. Austin Pogansky's fourth of the season from Ryan McMurphy. And the Storm have a 2-1 lead with 8:08 remaining. A short-handed goal. Pogansky found the puck loose in the zone and turned it up. And him and McMurphy made it happen, playing give and go in the offensive zone. What a play. McMurphy, backhanded pass right on a Pogansky stick. He beats Birdsall, glove side. First shorthanded goal of the season for Tri-City. And Austin Pogansky's on fire. He's got four goals now to lead the team. Storm still shorthanded. They win the faceoff and throw one deep in on Birdsall. Rough Riders will bring it forward. Pogansky now with four goals in his last three games. Garo behind the Storm net now with a loose stick there. The puck's poked free. Here comes Lebosky. Dan Lebosky got it out of the zone, and he was off to the races in a second, but he took a hit and lost the puck. Now Provorov has it forward, and it's in onside for the Rough Riders. Final seconds of the Drew Mayer penalty. Rough Riders down low. Up top it goes to Provorov. Provorov to the far side. Stormer back at full strength. Shot save Johansson. Rebounds cleared into the corner by Berger. Berger off the far side wall and out of the zone. Loose puck. Drew Mayer's there. Mayer picks it up behind the net. Looking to the front. Lost the puck but got it to Lebosky, and Mayer gets it back. Drew Mayer in the far side corner. Down low, Lebosky. Back to Mayer. To the center. Shot save made. Rebounds covered up. Bobby Bain with an opportunity in front that time, and Birdsall made the save. Hangs on with 7:03 remaining in the second period. The Storm have a 2-1 lead over Cedar Rapids, and they are using their skill, they're using their talent and their speed to create opportunities. Even Drew Mayer getting it on the act. Not the best skater on the team, but making it happen there. Robbie Payne off the faceoff had the puck, took a spill, and now it's a 2-on-2. Here comes Cedar Rapids. The transition, and another man goes flying. It was Judd Peterson who got stood up at the line. And now it's back into the Rough Rider end. L'Esperance goes and chases it. Gets to the puck in the near side corner. Takes a hit and loses the puck from Widman. And now Casey Jerry has it. And here come the Rough Riders. Broken up in neutral ice. Storm get it back. Robbie Payne. Payne made one move on O'Connor. Goes to Chase. Chance in front for L'Esperance. And it's covered up by Birdsall. Everything going to the net now for the Storm. And that's a huge difference again here in this second period from what they've been doing the last couple. Just looking to throw pucks on net, trying to create some havoc in front of Birdsall's net. Chris Birdsall has done well for himself here, made some good saves. But the Storm lead 2-1 on a shorthanded goal by Austin Poganski. Both Storm goals have come here in the second period. As we're in the latter stages now, an immediate timeout here at the Viero Event Center. Great crowd on hand tonight for Duck Dynasty Night. Fans still lining up to get a chance to meet Mountain Man and Tri-City, giving the fans something for here in the second period as they've scored two goals and they've been very exciting. So with 6:31 remaining in the second, we'll resume play here with a Stormman offensive zone faceoff in the Rough Rider end to the right of Chris Birdsall. Rough Riders bring out their line first. Podorowski leading that one with Kalinowski. Berger, Olsen, Wilkie for Tri-City. Faceoff won by the Storm. Wilkie with it. Wilkie with a shot deflected into the far side corner. Berger with a shot. Chance in front. Poking at it there is Olsen. And Birdsall is there. Ross Olsen having himself a heck of a game here for Tri-City. Playing as well. Help from Wilkie and Berger, two very talented forwards. Berger is centering this line. We get a stoppage here. False start on the draw. 6:23 remaining in the net. Storm lead. Face off won by Tri-City now. Delaney, point. I believe that puck was by Rough Rider. Almost went on net. Birdsall threw his glove out there. Wilkie being held off, but he gets it to Berger. Berger in the far side corner. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie working with Berger here in the cycle. Berger back to Wilkie in the corner. Wilkie out to the right circle. Up top, Glukowski settles it down. Throws one in. Deflection by Berger went wide. Rebound now Wilkie in the far side. Wilkie to Berger. This is great work by this line. Finally, it's taken away, and Kalinowski will move it forward for Cedar Rapids. Rough Riders with speed. And a chance here in front. Oh, it rolled wide of the... Big opportunity there, and Johansson was there, went wide. Wilkie back the other way with a 2-on-2 with Olsen. Shot went wide by Wilkie. When he unleashes, he's got a heck of a shot. And if he hits the net, he'd be very effective. That time went wide, but he was from far away on that shot. The Storm put it on the Cedar Rapids half of things. Ogilvy settles it down. Puck jumps back into the Rough Rider end. Here's Poganski with a shot. Save made by Birdsall. Nice job by Poganski there. He tagged up perfectly, came right back into the zone and got a good shot on net. Left shoulder save by Birdsall, and now the Storm get it back. McMurphy to Poganski, back to McMurphy, has a chance in front, takes a shot. He had Lebowski streaking in the front. McMurphy's shot was blocked, and here the Rough Riders the other way. Garo with a chance, tried a backhanded pass. Far side corner, nice hit by Jalen Schultz on his man on the backboards now. 4:45 remaining in the second. Storm with a 2-1 lead here on the breeze. It's poked around the far side corner. Lebowski got it to Gomez, who kicked it out of the zone. Widman has it, takes a hit from Lebowski, dumped into the Storm end. And now on the far side, Lebowski with plenty of space. Backhands one, rolling in the Cedar Rapids end. Icing way off. Gomez looking for it behind the net. It's played by Dylan McLaughlin. And now moving forward, here are the Rough Riders. And onside, Funk
takes a shot that went wide. Rebound on the far side, Alec Marsh. Marsh takes a hit from L'Esperance. Now Martin shoves him into the far side wall. L'Esperance, again, Storm with the body here. Martin sends a player flying and might be injured there, shaking up at least on the play. Rough Riders still with the puck, though. McLaughlin played it back down low. Martin is just knocking people down, and he gets called for a penalty. Martin is very aggressive, and now it was Alec Marsh that Martin took down originally that was shaken up. Marsh got back on his feet. The puck came right to him, and Martin knocked him down again. Cutler Martin, very aggressive defenseman for Tri-City, and as I said before, one of the strongest players you would see in the USHL. And that time, he just spun him around and took him down. So Martin to the box for 2 minutes. The Storm now killing their fourth penalty of the night. Holding the call on Martin, by the way. What a set, Ruffin. 3:50s left in the second period. Now, here's a chance for Cedar Rapids. The Storm have been putting their foot on the gas pedal here the last few minutes. They've had some great chances. Howji getting an explanation from the officials. He is irate on the bench. Howji feels like his team has gotten a raw deal here the last couple nights. Last night, no exception, as the Storm had 12 penalties. 42 minutes of penalties the Storm took last night. They are the leading penalty minute per game in the USHL. As the Rough Riders lost the faceoff in Provorov to start this power play and a GND penalty. Provorov with a shot saved by the chest. 12 seconds in, the Cutler Martin hole penalty. Remaining in the second. Tries to ahead 2-1 to Cedar. These have been off into the Storm, have taken four. Rough Riders 0.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Sorry for the inconvenience. Storm Hockey is on the way.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. We're in the second intermission here, the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we want to first of all apologize. We didn't realize we had a connection error there. We went out at the end of the second period. We do have a 2-2 score. Rough Riders tied it up with a power play goal late in the second period. Storm got two goals there in the second period for themselves. And I'm joined by a special guest here for our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Storm defenseman Garrett Cecere joining me here. And Garrett, first of all, I'm sure everyone wants to know, how's the injury? How's the foot? And what are we looking at as a timetable for a return?
Well, my foot's recovering well. I've been doing everything I can to get better as quick as I can, and I think I'll be ready for next weekend. I just started skating yesterday, and I feel good, and just need to get back to my wind, and think I'll be good for next weekend, so I'm excited to be back.
That's great. So that's good news on that front. Get to play a couple road games in Lincoln and Omaha for you guys, but now let's look at here tonight. We'll get to the Sadler Implement period recap. The Storm took a 1-0 dead at the end of the first. Really seemed like you guys found your legs there in the second period. Talk about what you felt you guys did well.
Yeah, I think we really moved our feet well, and we just stuck to our soft chips and slashing through the zone, and we worked the puck well down low, and that was a big short-handed goal by Pagansky there that really got the guys going.
Seems like one of the new players for you guys, Ross Olsen, acquired at the end of the preseason for you. Seems like he's really finding his place in the lineup, and seems like he's been really active there with Wilkie and Berger tonight.
Yeah, he took a little while to get acclimated to our systems, but he found it, and he's been having a great game tonight against his former team.
What do you guys feel like when you're on the bench? I know I haven't been there, but you know, how big was that Chase Berger goal when you looked down at the bench? You know how the guys are doing on the bench, really just to get everybody's momentum going and get that first goal of the night.
I think the big thing was especially coming off last night, a big loss and not scoring too many goals. I think this was good for the team, for Berger to get a big goal there to get the guys going, and I think we fed off that and had a good period behind it.
What do you think the keys are for the third? Obviously, penalties have been a bit uneven here. You guys have had to kill off a few penalties. What do you think the team has to look forward to here in the third period?
I think we just need to keep moving our feet and getting pucks into the zone and throw pucks on net. This goalie is getting a little shaky, and I think we'll get this one, pull out a win here.
What do you think about the Cedar Rapids team? First time seeing them for you. I don't know if you know anybody on their team, you're familiar with them that much. Obviously, we haven't seen them since really the middle of the year last year. What do you even notice about them?
I think they're a good team. They're small and they're fast. They work hard and they bang bodies down low, which I think our D can take that, and I think we're countering their systems well, and it's been a hard-fought game back and forth by both teams.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Cutler has a problem with banging down low. He's as physical as they come, really.
Oh, yeah, he's been an animal down low in the corners tonight. It's pretty scary to watch him.
Yeah, probably a good thing going up against him. I think it'd be pretty tough to play him. He's pretty scary when he gets going.
Yeah.
All right, Garrett Cecere joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Garrett, we appreciate you coming on here, and we apologize to everybody about that little bit of a delay, but glad we could get you on here, and good luck to you guys in the third period. Hope you guys can pull it out.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update and a preview for the third period here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay.
Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Garrett Cecere joined us earlier in the intermission to talk about what the Storm need to do here in the upcoming third period. Tri-City and Cedar Rapids tied 2-2 with 20 minutes remaining. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And as we look into the out-of-town scoreboard update here, presented by Midway Auto Group. And refresh the scores here on my computer. Midway Auto Group, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Omaha Lancers, for the second consecutive night, have had a third period comeback to win. Lancers now 7-1 on the season, defeating the Indiana Ice 3-2. And it has been quite the start to the season in Omaha. Lancers have done everything they've needed to do. Here they were down. They were down 1-0 headed to the third. They scored three consecutive goals, allowed a goal with 3 seconds left, but hung on to win 3-2. Tyler Hines, Jake Randolph, and Gage Huff, three familiar faces, and really guys who have been doing it all season long for Omaha, get the goals for the Lancers, and that's a big start for Omaha. The Storm have yet to face the Lancers. They'll square off for the first time Saturday night. Saturday night in Omaha, Storm and Lancers. Youngstown defeats Lincoln 1-0, and a tough loss for Lincoln, 0-0 going to the third. And the goal was scored by J.J. Pichinich just 48 seconds into overtime. So the game actually went scoreless all the way through. And in overtime, Youngstown got the winner. Lincoln will pick up a point. That gives them 6 points, tying the Storm. 6 points for Lincoln. Youngstown picks up two on the goal by J.J. Pichinich in overtime. Sioux Falls is in overtime with Muskegon, and that game is tied 2-2. They're in overtime right now. Sioux City has a 2-0 lead over Green Bay at the end of the second period in Sioux City. Dubuque with a 1-0 lead over the Chicago Steel after the second period in Bensenville, Illinois. And Des Moines has a 4-2 lead on Team USA. Des Moines right now just a point behind the Storm. That game in the second intermission, if the Buccaneers can hold on, they will pick up 2 here tonight. Scoring summary for Des Moines: Jack Jenkins, Joseph Gilhooley's first goal as a Buccaneer, Patrick Grosso and Tanner Carty with a shorthanded tally. And Team USA trails now 4-2 in Des Moines, facing the Buccaneers. That's your out-of-town scoreboard update here, presented by Midway Auto Group. And we'll do a refresh to see Muskegon and Sioux Falls still 2-2 in overtime. PointStreak.com for all the updates on your USHL scores. That's the official site that you should go to get the up-to-date
information that you need. Want to remind you, Storm fans, Valentino's is presenting Tuesday Trivia each week this season on Tuesday. Valentino's giving away one free buffet. If you can get the trivia question correctly, you're entered in the drawing for the free buffet. Hey, we do that each Tuesday afternoon on the Storm's Facebook page. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Tri-City Storm, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tied 2-2 after 2. We've got 20 more minutes of action coming your way in just a few moments. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings & Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Getting ready for the third period here. Tri-City Storm tied 2-2 with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders at the Viero Event Center. Got another minute or two here before we start this third period. We're just going to recap the scoring summary in this one. First goal of the night scored by Jack Rowe in the first period for Cedar Rapids. They led 1-0 after one. Then in the second period, the Storm got two goals in a row. First one at 2:54 of the period. Chase Berger from Ross Olsen and Nolan Glukowski. Assist was changed from Wilkie to Glukowski. Glukowski now three assists in the last two periods. And in the last two games. And Glukowski, three assists in the last two games. Ross Olsen picks up his first Storm point.
And Austin Pogansky then scored shorthanded from Ryan McMurphy at 11:52. And that gave the Storm a 2-1 lead until Jack Rowe scored his second of the game on a rebound in front and made it happen. Tied it up for Cedar Rapids. We got a 2-2 game headed to the third period. Final seconds here before the teams re-enter the ice. Cedar Rapids on the ice first. And Chris Birdsall leads them onto the ice, the goaltender. Rough Riders will be going from left to right on your radio dial here in the third and final period. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left here in a 2-2 game. Storm back onto the ice right now. And ready to go. Thanks for joining us here on The Breeze. Jared Chaffron with you for the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Big O Tires presenting the third period all season. And we're ready to go. Storm will start out with Loboski, McMurphy, and it looks like Wilkie. Zach Berger, Loboski, and Wilkie. Schultz is there with Martin. Petrash, Ogilvy, and it's Garo for the Riders up front. Face off won by the Storm. They brought it to neutralize, and now Ogilvy has it. Centering pass, went to the near side corner. Underway here in the third period. 15 seconds into the final period. It's 2-2. Storm and Cedar Rapids, Tri-City, trying to get points on the weekend after a loss last night. Rough Riders trying to improve after a 7-1 win on Thursday over Fargo. Olsen in onside, takes a big hit from Provorov. And Provorov, that was a nice hit there. Olsen got knocked down a second time, this time with Wilkie. And here come the Rough Riders with the puck. Petrash in the net, in the zone. Petrash Fange on a shot, went to the center. Lukowski trying to clear it through the center. And it's poked now to the side by Berger, but kept in the zone. Now Berger takes it away, chips it forward, couldn't get it out. Olsen got it away from McLaughlin, and now a bouncing puck is out of the zone. Berger got to it first. Played in front of the Rough Rider bench now by Cedar Rapids, however, and Custer leaves it to Provorov in his own end. Provorov sees some pressure from Drew Mayer, and now Provorov banks it in deep in the Storm end. Loboski played it up the far side wall. McLaughlin kept it in. Here's the chance in front. Backhanded shot. Save. Rebound. Score. What a move. And a goal for Cedar Rapids on the rebound. Alec Marsh. And that was an impressive move. Marsh moved it on the backhand. Took the initial shot. Got his own rebound and roofed it up high over Johansson. And really where we've seen Johansson, the only way to get him, it seems, is to get a rebound. First shot, Johansson made the save, and the rebound was left. He left the top of the net wide open. Alec Marsh finds the back of the net for the Rough Riders. Now here's the Storm off the faceoff. Robbie Payne into the net, takes a shot, and Birdsall makes the save. Payne with a 2-on-1 there with Gomez right off the faceoff. A big breakdown from the Rough Riders off the draw, and Payne had a chance to tie the game. Storm now trailing 3-2, 18:30 remaining in the third. Tough, quick goal let up for Tri-City, but the Storm are right back to it. They win the faceoff. Dello with a shot. Deflected in front. Shot from Gomez. Save. Rebound over the net. L'Esperance had a lot of the net to shoot out, and he put it over the net. And it was a bouncing puck, so tough to control. The Rough Riders move into the Storm, and Dello poked it away. Gomez took a hit, moved it forward, and it's kept in up by Ock. Down low it goes. Here's a chance from Cedar Rapids. Gomez tied up his man. Loose puck in front. Nice pass by Gomez over to L'Esperance and Robbie Payne. Payne tried to deke as he came into the zone but lost the puck. And the Rough Riders played it back on the Storm end. Lukowski, home run pass. In onside. Robbie Payne couldn't do much with it. Taken back by Alec Marsh. Marsh with the leading goal right now. And here comes Judd Peterson down the right side. Nice play defensively by Delaney to break it up. Peterson came in with some speed, moved in on Johansson, but no shot attempt. Marsh now on the near side, tatted by Les Bruns, left it for Jerry. He took a hit, but gets the puck. Jerry with a shot, save Johansson, rebound is loose, and it's a score, and they wave it off. As there's a Rough Riders player that interfered with Johansson, Marsh interfered with Johansson. It looked like Peterson poked it home, but they wave it off right away. Puck was loose. Marsh definitely interfered with Johansson there. Took him right out of the play. So no goal is the whistle. Both teams now with a goal ruled off in this game. 17:22 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff, because of the interference, moved out of the Storm end to neutral ice. 3-2, Cedar Rapids has the lead. Early goal in the third period for Alec Marsh. Faceoff won by Cedar Rapids all the way to their own end now. And it's played behind the net here for Custer. Cross-ice pass deflected off a Rough Rider towards the Storm end, but stopped at the blue line by Tri-City. And Lebowski threw it down into the Rough Rider end. Going to get it is the defenseman here, Provorov. Provorov moves forward, finds Ogilvy, but the puck was loose and neutralized. Storm chipped it in, and Storm onside, but couldn't get deep in the zone, and now it's back in the Tri-City end of things as Schultz played it on the far side. Mayer. Mayer moves in. Got a chance. Takes a shot. Save made by Birdsall. So Mayer with a nice shot there, but from an outside angle, and Birdsall saw it cleanly. Stops play with 16:40 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. 3-2, Cedar Rapids with the lead. They're out shooting the Storm 28-26 here early in the third. Face off to the left of Birdsall. Berger able to win it. Dello keeps it in. Dello with a shot that's deflected into the air, and Wilkie bounced right in front of him. Kept it in. Curdy knocked it out, and the faceoff will stay in the Rough Rider end. To the right of Birdsall, 16:30. Remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2 the lead for Cedar Rapids here on the breeze. Berger once again on the faceoff against Dylan McLaughlin. Storm able to win it once again. Kevin Kerr keeps it in. Wilkie on the wall. Nice pass over to Dello on the far side corner. And he puts it down low behind the net. Wilkie up top. Can't keep it in is Kevin Kerr. Kerr recovers down low in the neutral zone. Dello played it forward. Hit an official skate. Marsh transitions it. But it's put below the net now by Dylan McLaughlin. McLaughlin to the center of the zone. Turnaround shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose in front. Berger able to control it in the corner. Kept in again by the Rough Riders. Shot was blocked by Berger. Now Mark Ock to the center. Big hit by Olsen. And a shot went wide. Olsen and Ock is down. Olsen just absolutely crushed Ock at the blue line. And now Ock is laying on the ground here. And you hope the best here for a young player for Cedar Rapids. Seeing attention now from the trainer Chris Ipsen. No penalty called on the play. Olsen, no doubt, leaned into him and sent him flying on the blue line. An open ice hit. Ock now is on all fours. Just maybe trying to catch his breath. You hope that he just got the wind knocked out of him for a second. 15:46 remains in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-2. Ock is now on his knees, still speaking with the trainer. As we get a break here in the action, hoping that Mark Ock is okay. Still speaking to the trainer. Hasn't tried to get yet, but having the conversation. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. Well, Ock is back on his feet now and skated over to the bench under his own power. So you hope maybe just knocked the wind out of him
And you hope for the best for Mark Ock, the young defenseman here for Cedar Rapids, committed to Michigan Tech, hometown of Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Gama is able to get it deep in the Rough Rider end as we resume play. 15:37 remaining in the third. Lesperance to the center. Loose puck. Storm trying to bank it in. Lesperance now another chance. Down low with Payne. Payne. Gomez in the near side. Gomez gets sealed off, but he able to get it over to Payne. Payne up top. Kept in nicely by Glukowski. Backhands it over to Payne. Gloved it down. Tried a shot. Fan eye. Now Gomez. Martin. Shot was blocked. Over to the far side. Glukowski lets it settle down. Plays it down low. Payne to Gomez. Gomez with the space on the far side. Lesperance turnaround shot. He put it wide. And now Cedar Rapids able to get it out of the zone. Nice shift there by the Storm. Glukowski to Gomez. Back in on side. Gomez trying to make a move. Left the puck. Lesperance now with it. Lesperance is getting dragged down. And the Rough Rider player had the puck stuck underneath him. Or the puck was in Lesperance. It was in somebody. It was in Lesperance. And that's why the whistle was blown. Also probably why Lesperance was getting dragged down. 14:51 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City trails 3-2. Faceoff moved now outside of the Rough Rider end. Storm had a great opportunity there and a good cycle with Lesperance, Payne, and Gomez. Lesperance put a shot wide of the net there. 14:45 remaining. We resume play. Pucks into the Storm end. Dello couldn't handle it. McMurphy was tied up and able to be banked out of the zone by Lebowski. Bouncing puck, though. McMurphy overskated it. Now Jerry's got it. Casey Jerry fans on a shot. Dello chips one forward for Drew Mayer. Mayer dumps one deep now, but out of play. So Drew Mayer had a rolling puck, and he couldn't control it. Put it out of play. 14:26 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Storm trailing by one. The difference in this game, an early tally for Alec Marsh. 1:22 into the third period. Got his own rebound and beat Jacob Johansson. Faceoff is won by Cedar Rapids now in neutral ice. And Storm trying to hold the blue line there, and they get it out to neutral ice. Berger finds it by the red line and able to dump it in deep. No icing as he did make it to the red line. Birdsall now on the far side for Cedar Rapids. Ogilvy to neutral ice. Moves it forward and gets it back. And dumped in deep to the Storm end. Martin in the far side gets it over to Berger. Berger, he's got some space now on the far side. Just oops one into the Rough Rider zone where it's picked up by Cedar Rapids, but Storm setting up the forecheck here. Going to try to pick up a turnover. Olsen's in deep, and he takes it away. Olsen out of the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie to the center. Shot looked like it was saved by Birdsall there by the glove. And now Rough Riders dump it into the Storm end where Jalen Schultz has it. Rough Riders with a change. Schultz trying to outlet to Wilkie. Wilkie gets it. Here he comes with some speed. Wilkie one on two now into the Rough Rider end. Try to make a deke, and he loses the puck. McLaughlin able to get it out of the zone. Took a hit from Wilkie. Dumped back in deep by Glukowski. And now O'Connor has it. Storm physical here tonight. Throwing the body around, no doubt about it. It's Paul O'Connor brings it past the red line. Gets chipped deep and deflected deep in the Storm end. Funk goes and gets it. Funk with control. Centering pass. Johansson had to make a save. And now it's taken by Robbie Payne. Couldn't get it out. Rough Rider player went down into the near side wall. Marsh, nice little nifty move to get space. Marsh, nice pass down low, though. And it's loose, and it's picked back up by Glukowski on the far boards. Now Kevin Kerr comes to take it. Kerr banks it off the near side wall, turns it over to Jack Rowe. Rowe to the center. Loose puck at the top of the zone. Kept in by the Rough Riders. And now it's Glukowski. Nice pass to Lesperance. Forward for Gomez. Storm with a rush. Gomez leaves it for Payne. The shot. Birdsall. Rebound loose. Gomez has got it. Gomez back to the center. Payne makes a move. Backhand shot. Save Birdsall. Rebound loose in front. It's taken by Cedar Rapids. Podorowski deflected away. Gomez gets it back. Gomez in the corner. Couldn't keep it on his stick. But he fights and tries to get it back, and he loses it. And now Cedar Rapids with a 3-on-2. Rough Riders coming down the other way with a lot of space. Deflected in front. Puck is loose. Gets clear to the near side. Gomez has got to get off the ice. He's been on the ice for a while. And now Cutler Martin brings it forward. One little move. Two gets stopped. Storm making a change now. McMurphy, nice job. He almost collided there with Lebowski. And the Storm brought the puck into the Rough Rider end. Now Cedar Rapids with control. Nice job by the Storm. Couldn't get it out. It's Mayer.
And now here comes Cedar Rapids. They got a big rush developing here. Storm get their two defensemen back. Nice job by Cutler Martin to stop the puck. Offside whistled on Cedar Rapids. So Martin got a piece of that with his glove, and Cedar Rapids was offside as a result. 3-2 the score here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Cedar Rapids. Time winding down here. Storm got to get back into it. Big O Tires has some great tire and wheel package deals for those of you looking to dress up your truck or SUV with 20, 22, or 24-inch tires and wheels. They have some sharp-looking wheels and smooth-riding tires to add a little bling to your ride, all at a very attractive price. Head to Big O Tires today. So we've got a 3-2 score. Josh Howji drawing up a play on the Storm bench. Rough Riders in the lead. Storm trailing by one. 11:37 remaining in the final third period. Shots on goal now. 30-28 in favor of Cedar Rapids. The only goal of the third period is the difference in this one. Alec Marsh at 1:22. Storm have had their chances. Haven't had one in the third yet. Face off won by the Rough Riders. Paul O'Connor banks it in deep on Johansson. Sticks it over to Kevin Kerr. Now Gulkowski on the far side. Nice pass up to Mayer. Mayer catches up to it. Led it for McMurphy, but too far ahead. And now the Rough Riders take control. Here's Judd Peterson in onside. Peterson on the near side wall on the half boards now. Centering pass went past Mayer. And the shot was blocked by McMurphy. McMurphy went down on it, but he gets back up and puts it into the corner where Gulkowski can get it out. Hard-working effort there by Ryan McMurphy as he gets to the bench for a change. Now Cedar Rapids back in onside. Nice little move. Pass Berger. Here's Dylan McLaughlin. Takes a shot, went over the net. On the far side, Wilkie, a rolling puck out of the zone, was stopped by Cedar Rapids. Berger tried to take it forward. He got stopped at the red line. Now the Rough Riders have it again. It's Custer on the near side. Tried to throw a pass through neutral ice. Was blocked by Berger. Now here it comes on the rebound for Cedar Rapids. Funk with it. Funk made a move through. Berger takes a shot. Save made Johansson. Rebounds loose in the corner. Two Storm players there against McLaughlin. Trying to free. Finally, Berger shoves it free. And on the ice, there's Schultz trying to pick up his stick. And Olsen had it in neutral ice for a second. Now it's Martin who gets to it. Martin with a slap shot was blocked. Another shot, save made by Birdsall. There were two opportunities for Cutler Martin as he entered the zone. Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff when we resume play with 10-11 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing Cedar Rapids Rough Riders 3-2 on the breeze here tonight. Trying to salvage something out of the weekend the Storm are. They're going to need a comeback here in the final half of the third. Face-off won by Cedar Rapids. Good to see Mark Ock back on the ice after he lost his breath for a second after taking a big hit from Ross Olsen. Storm win the face-off, and they're working with it on the near side wall. Centering pass. Dello at the right point. Shot. Save Birdsall, and he hangs on. Lesperanson, Gomez were in front. A good-looking shot from Torrey Dello on defense there. 9:54 remains in the Big O Tires third period of play. Face off to the left now of Birdsall as it's Lesperance on the draw for Tri-City. Storm changed defensive pairings. Schultz and Gulkowski come on the ice. Storm matching up here with Cedar Rapids. Face off one forward by Tri-City. It's moved to the near side though, but taken away by Kalinowski. Kalinowski now to the far side for Jack Rowe. Rowe with two goals already in the game. Stops on the half boards on the far side. Up top. A shot from Winwin. Deflection. It is in. The goal squeaks by Johansson. A low goal. And it did go in. And the Rough Riders open up a two-goal lead now on the Tri-City Storm. A harmless shot there from the point by Nate Widman. Looked like it may have been deflected in front. And Johansson couldn't squeeze the pads together. It trickles home. Widman takes the shot. Tough to see who it hit. Looks like it might hit a Storm player and went in front. And then there was another attempt there by a Rough Rider to shove it in. I think it had went in first off the deflection. And we do see a penalty whistle to Cedar Rapids here on the play to Colin Kalinowski. I think Kalinowski is the player who went charging in on Johansson. And as a result, the Storm will have their first Century 21 power play of the night here. Not often that you score a goal and take a penalty on the same play. But the two-minute penalty is whistled on Cedar Rapids after the goal. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the penalty whistle. The goal, you got to give it to the defenseman, Nate Widman, who took the shot. Because I think it was deflected off a Storm stick in front. But the Storm have possession now. In their own end, on the power play for a minute 40, but they trail by two goals. Puck was in the Cedar Rapids zone for a second, but Widman, the player who took the shot on the goal there, brought it back out. Now Wilkie's got to dump it in. And on the far side, Ogilvie let it go by Glukowski. On the near side, Wilkie, a lot of room, takes a shot, was blocked in front. And all the way down it goes. Nice clear by Custer. So, 1:15 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Unsportsmanlike conduct call on Jason Kalinowski has the Storm on the power play. Storm trailing by two, and Wilkie lost it in his skates as he was entering the zone, and it gets cleared all the way down. 1 minute remaining in the man advantage now. Wilkie moves in, gets by Petrash. Wilkie holding. Wilkie in the right circle, looking in front, goes behind the net. Chance to score! The goal for the Storm, and Joel Lesperance puts it in from Wilkie. 8:23 remaining. The Storm get a power play goal and move within one of Cedar Rapids. It's not over yet. Lesperance from Wilkie. 8:23 remaining in the game. Storm 1-for-1 on the power play. Now Wilkie. That's just creation by Wilkie. Went behind the net. Easy tap in for Lesperance in front. Lesperance, big time celebration. His first goal of the season. 8:23 remaining in the game. Lesperance right back off the faceoff. Wins it. Goes and gets it in the near side corner. Leaves it for Gomez. Got broken up for a second. Gomez gets it back. Bouncing puck in the corner. Gomez has it. Gomez in the corner. Holding it. Storm down by one. Got some momentum here after a goal. Robbie Payne had it and lost it, though. And now Judd Peterson races the other way. Peterson into the zone. Nice pass for a trailer. Podorowski looks to the front for the score. And a Rough Rider goal. Right back, Judd Peterson. Scores it to make it 5-3. And the Rough Riders waste no time getting back on the board. Almost immediately after the Storm goal, Judd Peterson scores the assist to Podorowski. Podorowski on the right circle with a great play to find the trailer and an easy goal for Rough Riders as Johansson was slow to move over. Faceoff now won by Tri-City, and right again, the Storm have two goals to make up. Shot from Glukowski right in on Birdsall. And he made the save, and now here comes Cedar Rapids the other way. Provorov has it behind the Rough Rider net. Rough Riders leading 5-3. See, three goals in pretty quick succession here. Berger brought it back in, got taken off the puck, though, and now Petrash has it. But just when you think that the Storm are back within one and have a chance to tie it, as Olsen threw it to the center, now it's Wilkie in the slot, left it off. Up for Glukowski. Takes a shot. Deflection wide by Olsen. Rebound. Olsen tied his man up for a second. Wilkie try to hit Petrash. Now Wilkie's going to go for a change. And Garo has it for the Rough Riders on the far side. Garo into the zone. And Rough Riders go on a change. Johansson gloves down the puck and leaves it for Schultz. Glukowski played it in a neutral ice. Gloved down by Jerry. Casey Jerry on the near side now to Curdy. And Curdy will bring it forward. 6:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Storm trailing by two, 5-3. Kevin Kerr from behind the net out for Drew Mayer. Settles it down out of the zone. And it's moved back by Cedar Rapids. And now it's loose and neutral ice. McMurphy calms it down. Puts it in deep. Birdsall out of his net. Birdsall the near side now. Attendance tonight, 33.97 for Mountain Man. Tri-City Storm game. Very nice at the Viero Event Center here to see over 3,000 in attendance. But the Storm have it right now, and they trail by two. with 6:10 remaining. Kevin Kerr to Dello on the far side. Ahead now for Mayer. Stopped by the Rough Riders and Marsh. Now Kevin Kerr tried a long pass for Mayer. It was broken up and sent back into the Storm end. Under 6 minutes left to go. In the Big O Tire Store period of play, turnover to McLaughlin. Dylan McLaughlin now on the far side. Got it down low to Funk. Taken down by Dello. No call coming. Here comes Kevin Kerr the other way. Robbie Payne to the red line. Throws it in deep. Played by Birdsall on the far side now. Payne comes in to take it back. Gomez trying to centering pass. It was blocked. Rough Riders have it behind their own net. Cedar Rapids on the near side. Moving to neutral ice. Gomez steered his man off the puck. Cutler Martin's got it. Turns it up the other way. Payne in on side. Payne took a hit. Got it to Lesperon. Shot went wide. Rebound. Cutler Martin takes a shot. Deflection in front by Payne went wide. Ogilvie lost it. Payne's got it. Far side. Moves up the wall. Rough Riders take it to neutral ice. And here comes Petrash. Martin's got to get back. Petrash on the far side. Petrash holding. Martin shoves him off the puck. Martin now out of the zone. Petrash gets it back, though. And here comes Jerry. Moves around Payne. Martin over to shut it down. Jerry behind the net. Chance in front. And Payne didn't see it. The shot came from Judd Peterson. Deflection out of play. We're now into the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. As we move into the Final Five, we get a chance to recap the score here. It's 5-3, Cedar Rapids on top of Tri-City. The goals in the third period, 3 for the Rough Riders, just 1 for the Storm. As we were 2-2 entering the third, Alec Marsh scored unassisted at 1:22. Then Nathan Widman on a play that just squeaked through Johansson. A low shot from the point that got through the legs of Johansson from Widman at 10:24. The Storm got back into it with a goal by Joel Lesperance on their first and only power play opportunity of the night. Assists on that one going to Chris Wilkie. And then Judd Peterson answers right back under 30 seconds later. Peterson from Podolski and Jack Rowe. And Rowe having quite the night here with 2 goals and an assist on the Rough Riders' 5 goals. Face off to the right of Johansson is won by the Storm. Out to neutral ice. Ross Olsen's there with it. Olsen played it forward. Wilkie in on the forecheck. Olsen gets it back. Wilkie holds it. Chance for Berger. Shot save made by Birdsall with the glove. Nice shot from Berger there. 4:28 remaining in regulation here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm in need of a 2-goal comeback, trailing 5-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Berger will take the draw for Tri-City to the right of Birdsall. Ogilvie on the draw for Cedar Rapids. Face-off won by Tri-City. Wilkie finds Gukowski with a shot. Deflection in front. Looking like Birdsall got a piece of it now on the far side it goes. Olsen was in front there. Good positioning for Ross Olsen. On the near side, Cedar Rapids now. Rough Riders moving forward. In onside. Widman shot. Save made by Johansson and a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. High sticking call. Another undisciplined penalty here for the Storm. High sticking call on Tri-City. Ross Olsen picks up the penalty. Olsen didn't know it. Olsen had to be told by the official that he picks up a high sticking. He's not happy. And just a tough, undisciplined penalty there. 4:08 remaining in the game. You're down by 2. Going to be tough to mount a comeback when you got to kill 2 minutes here on the penalty kill. Olsen in the box for the next 2 minutes for high sticking. Storm with a faceoff. It's cleared around and out. Curdy couldn't keep it in for Cedar Rapids. And now the Rough Riders move it back in. Now it's Provorov. And now he shoots it. Save made by Johansson. McMurphy on the rebound. Up the far side wall. McMurphy gets it out to neutral ice. Nice work by Ryan McMurphy. And now the Rough Riders bring it back in again. Centering pass. Podorowski on the left circle. Curdy back to Ponorowski. Holding. Makes great move to the center and a score. Provorov scores. And the Rough Riders take a 6-3 lead. Power play goal for the Rough Riders. Penalty proves costly for Ross Olsen in the Storm. And the Rough Riders fully in control now with a 6-3 advantage. They have scored 4 goals in the third period. The big one for Alec Marsh. The Storm never got back in it after Marsh scored just a minute 22 into the third. Now looking, you look at the Storm bench, and I think can't help but think a while since I've seen Austin Pogansky. I'm trying to look at the bench to see if I can see Pogansky. Storm played it in deep to the Rough Rider area now. And it's 6-3 with 3 minutes left. Shot from Martin. Rebound. Shot from Olsen. Another shot. Score! And sorry, not Olsen. That's Steve Hayden. First Tri-City Storm goal for Stephen Hayden. Makes it 6-4. Storm down 2. L'Esperance trying to fire the bench up. 3:01 remaining in this one. And again, Storm just trying to fight back here. Josh Howgie trying to get things back and going on the bench for Tri-City. As we see the replay, Stephen Hayden with the goal. Martin took the shot. He'll get an assist as Hayden scored on the rebound. So off the faceoff now, Storm have it. Rolls in on Johansson there. And it's moved to the center. Storm have it in their own zone now. And now it's the Cedar Rapids take control. Rough Riders throw one over the net. And now on the near side, Gomez ahead. Mayer throws it in deep. Provorov tied up there. We'll watch Johansson. I assume Josh Howgie will pull Johansson. And now Johansson is to the bench. Storm keeping in. Glukowski the shot. Deflects off the right post. Looked like it deflected off right off the bottom of the post. And a shove there. Shot. Save made by Bertzel. I didn't know where it was. And he hangs on. So Robbie Payne got tossed down, but he got the puck up to Cutler Martin. Martin took the shot there. Birdsall made the save under his right shoulder. And he hangs on. 6-4 the score. 2:09 remaining in regulation. Storm with Johansson at the bench. Johansson stays at the bench. Face off won by Tri-City. Martin with the shot blocked in front. And here comes the Rough Riders. With a chance, kept in the zone. Here's the Storm with a chance. Payne over to Berger. A chance for Payne off the right left post. Maybe off the outside of the net there. It was Berger, Wilkie, and Payne who had the opportunity. Now Martin with a shot. Blocked. And they go for the empty net, and they got it. Rough Riders score on the empty net from their own end. And that'll do it for this one. 7-4, the score now in favor of the Rough Riders. 1:44 remaining in regulation. Storm had a chance to make it a one-goal game with an opportunity, but the Rough Riders send it in on the empty net and score. Didn't see who shot the puck. Cedar Rapids goal. They're telling me it's Paul O'Connor who picks up the goal. It's now 7-4. Johansson back in net. And a chance right away off the draw for Cedar Rapids. Save made by Johansson. Rebound up to the top for the Rough Riders. Another shot was blocked in front. Now Ogilvy leaves it for Kevin Kerr. The Storm have possession on the far side. Chase McMurphy. And Rough Riders have it now on the near side. Centering pass, save Johansson. He makes the save and covers up. And I'm looking at the Storm bench. I don't see Austin Pogansky. So that's another reason to worry here for the Storm. Pogansky has not been in the game. I don't know if he came back for the third period. Trying to get you an update in the old Chicago postgame show. Tri-City trailing 7-4 here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five as we wrap things up. And a shot whistles wide from Custer. And now the Rough Riders have it. Rough Riders putting up 7 goals in consecutive games. Custer with a shot and a save by Johansson. Final minute of the game. Mayer able to get it out of the storm end. Rough Riders now with possession and neutral ice. They're going to run this clock down. They have a 3-goal lead here in the final minute. Icing is whistled to Cedar Rapids as Alec Marsh couldn't touch up. The Rough Riders have had goals from 6 different players. The only player with 2, Jack Rose, scored their first 2. Storm, hard to believe, they actually had a lead in this game. Led 2-1 in the second period. Can't help but think the late penalty in the second period to Drew Mayer that allowed the Rough Riders to tie the game. Going into the third, definitely changed the course of things. Here's the second tick down, just 35 remaining. Olsen chips it in deep. Hayden going to go chase Steve Hayden with his first career USHL goal tonight. One of the positives as Chase McMurphy lays out a Rough Rider player. Now into the corner working for it with Olsen. Murphy takes a hit right back from Widman. Hayden steps into somebody. Things are getting a little chippy here the final seconds. Delaney with a shot through the center. Lukowski on the rebound. He throws a shot that's blocked. And now it's on the far side. 5 seconds remaining. Clock will tick down, and that'll do it. Here tonight, Tri-City drops this one by a final score of 7-4 to the Rough Riders and come up with 0 points this weekend. Give credit to Cedar Rapids, one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and you can see why tonight. Scoring 7 goals in back-to-back games, 1 on the empty net. But the Rough Riders earned this win. They got an early goal in the third period, took control of the game, and they finish with a 7-4 win here at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break and come back with the old Chicago postgame show in just a moment on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game!
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the old Chicago postgame show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago postgame show after the Tri-City Storm dropped this one 7-4 to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. A great night here at the Viero Event Center with Duck Dynasty Night, a big success. A lot of fans delighted to see Mountain Man. However, their Tri-City Storm came up short in this one, and we're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. We'll get into the Stadler Implement game recap here as the Storm once again dropped this one 7-4. They come up with no points on the weekend, and honestly, the Storm fought valiantly in this one. I felt like they did a good job, did everything they could. But in the end, Cedar Rapids' offensive firepower is too much. And we'll recap the game. The Rough Riders open the scoring early on. 3:58 into the game, Jack Rowe scores from Jason Kalinowski. And Mark Ock gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. And that's how we stood at the end of one period. Rowe had that first goal, and the Storm came out really clicking in the second. In the second period, no doubt, was the Storm's best. Chase Berger scores 2:54 into that period with his second goal of the season. Ross Olsen, first assist and first point for the Storm. Nolan Glukowski picks up an assist on the goal as well, so it was tied. And then Austin Poganski with a shorthanded goal from Ryan McMurphy. Poganski looked good in this one, but he left the game late, and I'm not sure why, and we're going to try to find out here going forward. But Poganski scores shorthanded, and he would be a tough body to lose right now for the Storm, and he was tough to lose in the third period because the Storm missed him. But Poganski scores shorthanded from McMurphy at 11:52. Then Cedar Rapids, the big momentum change late in the period. Jack Rowe, second goal of the night, a power play tally from Kalinowski and Podorowski. And the Rough Riders tied it 2-2 heading into the third period. In the third, with a tie score, Alec Marsh scored at 1:22 of the third to give the Rough Riders the lead for good. It was a 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders to start the third period. Alec Marsh with a quick goal. And the Storm fought back, had a few chances to tie the game, but couldn't. And Nathan Widman gave the Rough Riders that two-goal advantage there with a goal at 10:24. Widman unassisted right now. I was going to look at that one on replay, but Widman gets the goal at 10:24. To give the Rough Riders the 4-2 lead in the third period. Then L'Esperance, just over a minute later, with a power play tally from Chris Wilkie to put the Storm right back in it. Storm were trailing just 4-3 at that time with plenty of time left. But then under 30 seconds later, Judd Peterson answers for Cedar Rapids with a goal from Podorowski, his second assist of the night, and Jack Rowe, who picked up his third point of the night, at 12:03. And so those three quick goals really took a lot out of the Storm. And then there was a penalty whistled on Ross Olsen for high sticking with under 5 minutes remaining. And Ivan Provorov scores on the power play from Podorowski and Charlie Curdy. Podorowski, that was his third assist on the night. Curdy got his first point of the night. And it was wide open for the Rough Riders. They led it 6-3. Then we saw Steve Hayden score just 25 seconds later. Hayden responding with a goal from Cutler Martin at 16:59. First Tri-City Storm point and first goal for Steve Hayden. Martin picks up that assist, made it 6-4. The Storm had a couple opportunities when they pulled the goaltender in the final couple minutes. The Rough Riders got the empty net goal from Paul O'Connor at 18:16, and that would be it for the score in the final score, 7-4, Cedar Rapids. Storm only had one power play. They converted on it, 1-for-1 on the night. Cedar Rapids, 2-for-5 on the power play. Storm got another special teams goal, picking up a shorthanded tally from Austin Poganski. But the Rough Riders, with five power play opportunities, they didn't score on their first three, but they scored on their last two, and those were huge. Made the difference for the Storm. And that really was a big difference. The last two power plays the Cedar Rapids team scored on. They figured out the Storm penalty kill, and that was a real big difference in this one. Final score, 7-4. Johansson, rough game for the second consecutive night. Allows six goals on 38 shots. Chris Birdsall for Cedar Rapids allowed four goals on 37 shots. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes the farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Get your New West three stars of the game, presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game here as the Storm took this loss. The third star goes to the Storm's opening scorer, and that's Chase Berger. Berger had a very nice night for Tri-City and looked good for the Storm. Scores their first goal of the night. Was around the net, got a bunch of shots on net, was setting up plays, and picks up the third star of the night. Second star for Cedar Rapids was not the game-winning goal, but the goal that put them ahead for good. Alec Marsh, 1:22 into the third. A really nice-looking play from Marsh, and he was buzzing at the beginning of the third period. He picks up the second star of the night for Cedar Rapids. Number one star, number 19, Jack Rowe. Rowe had two goals and an assist for Cedar Rapids. He was scoring at a quick pace early on in the game, slowed down later, but the number one star for the Rough Riders, Jack Rowe, here in this one. And now we move to the grinder of the night. Tonight's grinder, presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the game tonight for the Storm, Ross Olson. Probably his best performance in a Tri-City Storm uniform here since joining the team. Olson was all over the ice, especially in the offensive zone. He had a goal that was waved off. He had a bunch of different great plays around the net, and he had a couple big hits on Rough Rider players. The only problem was Olson took a tough high-sticking penalty late in the game that resulted in a power play goal for Cedar Rapids that changed this outcome, no doubt about it. But Ross Olson, much more visible tonight and really doing good work with Wilkie and Berger on for the Storm there on that line. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, to talk about this one, a 7-4 loss to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm lose this one 7-4 to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. We're in the Old Chicago postgame show with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy. Coach, obviously, bit of a frustrating game here. Seemed like your team worked pretty hard and did a lot of things right. We're in the game in the third period. Played a pretty good second period. Had a lead for a little while, but kind of unraveled there in the third.
Yeah, I mean, it was we were right there. We gave ourselves a chance to win, and we just, you know, a frustrating one to come back and take the lead and get close, but then to let it slip away.
Four goals, the most that you score in a game this year. A couple guys in defeat, getting some highlights with their first goals of the season. What'd you see there from your team offensively?
Well, I thought that we worked a lot harder, and from that you're going to get more scoring chances. And I thought Chris Wilkie played his best game of the season by far. I thought he was showing why we drafted him with our first round pick.
Also, seemed like Ross Olsen on that line. Was it a benefit of Chris Wilkie that he was able to get a couple different chances, had a goal waved off? Looked like he was pretty active as well tonight.
I think they both played well and both complimented each other. Again, with Ross, like, we just got to limit those penalties from him because he's a tremendous talent. We just got to make sure he can stay out of the box.
Yeah, and you speak of the penalties. When did you feel maybe was the turning point? Do you feel like it was the first goal that the Rough Riders scored or one of the power play goals that they had?
Well, I think the one, right at the end of the second period, that one really hurt. We kind of thought it was a high stick. It was close. But, again, also, like, a couple bad breaks here. We got another one waved off here today.
Yeah, the goal that's waved off there, speaking of Olsen's goal, and just a tough call. Official said that the goaltender had it covered up, but never heard a whistle, so kind of another tough call, and it seems like you guys are just kind of battling through the adversity. Do you feel like the team handled that adversity a little bit well? Because we've talked about how they've kind of lost focus at the first sight of adversity, and here tonight they kept battling.
Yeah, I thought it was much better. I mean, we didn't, I thought at no point today did we quit. We didn't, even when it was, they got up big late, like we battled to the end, which is a good sign and a thing that we haven't been able to do. A little frustrating, but again, like, we're learning that when you cheat the game. And I thought the team we played tonight was very good, and when we took shortcuts, they made you pay.
Joel Esperon scores his first of the season, a guy that you're obviously counting on for a lot of offense here this season. He's set up in front on a nice pass from Wilkie there. The only power play opportunity you guys had, you got a score on. But talk about what you've seen out of Esperon. Maybe he possibly turned a corner here tonight as well?
Yeah, I think he needed that one. It's a big one for him to get, and I thought that he stepped up later in the game. Like, I didn't think he came out with the energy that he needed, but I thought he played better as the game went on.
Finally, looking down the bench there at the third period, didn't see Polganski late in the game. Is he all right? Was he injured? What was the situation there?
Yeah, he didn't come out for the third period, so he sustained an upper body injury, so he's going to get looked at, and we'll see where that's at.
Okay. Seemed like Polganski, obviously, you get the shorthanded goal from him, and he was a guy that seemed like he was working well tonight as well. Tough to play, I guess, in the third period a little bit without one of your best guys there.
Yeah, I think that hurt us, and just our overall depth and getting all the lines going. I did think that, you saw some people step up tonight, which was good for us. We needed to get more production and but just disappointing, we didn't have him for the third.
All right, that's Josh Howgy here, the Old Chicago postgame show coach. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks.
Tri-City drops this one 7-4. You just heard from the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, as the Storm here allows seven goals, one of them an empty netter. and fall to the Cedar Rapids team that has scored 7 goals in consecutive games, defeating the Fargo Force 7-1 on Thursday. Speaking of some other games going on, let's check the out-of-town scoreboard here, presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto, think hassle free, think Midway, think Midway.com. Omaha Lancers, yet another come-from-behind win tonight, defeating the Indiana Ice 3-2, coming from behind in the third period. Youngstown defeats Lincoln 1-0 in a game that was scoreless all the way until overtime before J.J. Pichenich scored in the extra session to give Youngstown the victory. Sioux Falls drops this one in a shootout to Muskegon. The Lumberjacks salvage the weekend series there with the Stampede and win 3-2. Sioux City gets 4 points on the weekend, defeating the Green Bay Gamblers 2-1. Dubuque wins 1-0 over the Chicago Steel, that one in Bensenville, and the Fighting Saints get 2 points with a 1-0 win on the road. And Des Moines holds on to defeat Team USA 4-3, the final in that one. Buccaneers enter the third with a 4-2 lead, allowed one, but held on and defeated Team USA 4-3 in that one. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 7-4, and that'll do it for us here from the Viero Event Center. We want to thank everybody back in studio. Once again, Caleb, we apologize for the few minutes of a internet difficulty there, but we got everything situated. Got the rest of the game going for you. We appreciate Garrett Cecere joining us on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Josh Howgie, of course, joining us for the pre- and post-game shows here in this one. Once again, the final score, 7-4. Cedar Rapids picks up 2 points and a win here in Kearney, and they'll head back home happy with 4 points on a weekend series, defeating Fargo on Thursday and then Tri-City here in Kearney on Saturday. Final score, 7-4, Cedar Rapids. Until next week, Lincoln, we'll see Lincoln and Omaha next week on the road. We'll be with you for both games right here on the Breeze. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm. And now.